You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you their sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts for the show, the Brothers Layman, Chris.
And Jonathan. What is going on, y'all?
Yeah, man, we Skyping tonight. All good. Hope y'all had a nice Halloween, because
yeah,
it's pretty good. We didn't, you know, the usual party we go to, the backyard Big Boogie wasn't on this year, which sucked.
Yeah, that made Halloween kind of weak.
But it was fun. My son went as Iron Man.
Yep.
My daughter was Wonder Woman.
Yes, sir. And I had the best costume ever. The white tee that said costume on it. I got so many compliments on it. Folks were loving it. I was like, thank you. Like, it took a lot of hard work getting this costume together.
I was going to stop everybody out to be safe. Got if yeah. All y'all parents got loads of candy, don't eat it all.
I'd say the parents got candy.
Yeah, that I came up. about to enjoy some of that.
That's funny.
Yeah, man, I hope you guys enjoyed last week's show. I know it was long.
It was long, but it was good.
Yeah, man, it was good. A lot of different stuff that was covered. That was a fun show to do. So, you know, we back at it now. Almost halfway through the NFL season.
Well, we pretty much are halfway through, because most teams have played 8 games now.
Yeah, just about. Just about. I think I'm going to go through and look at it come next week. But, yeah, I mean, you got that. You know, more folk on the injury report. It just ain't, Lord have mercy, stop.
Yeah, that's why. I'm sorry, I apologize, folks, but the 5 minutes, 5 fantasy minutes of Grandpa, that shit is gone. I mean, I don't even know who to tell you to pick up anymore. Half the dudes you picking up, I'm like, I don't even know who they are. For the most part, it's like, you're just picking up scraps at this point.
Yeah, you just find everybody where you can.
Get who you can get. That's all advice I can really give you at this point. It's just so many injuries piling up.
I know. We got all that. You know, the NBA is officially underway.
And one of our teams is undefeated. Yes.
It's early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got that. Folks getting them last-minute extensions. You got the college football playoff. Rankings are here. And
bullshit ranking.
Yeah.
I'm calling bullshit.
I'm with you on that. We got a game 7 in the World Series officially as of today.
Ah, love it. That's what you want to see. You want game series to come down to like the final game, not no 4-0 sweeps and all that.
No, you got that. Then of course, 5 minutes, as he said, we got Norse Wars, what the fuck moments. Y'all stepped up. I wasn't expecting as much, but we got more feedback again.
Y'all bringing it. I'm loving this.
Oh, yeah. We got all of that. So, as you know, if y'all want to get at us, you want to send in feedback, you want to talk your trash, talk about anything, y'all want to let us know how we doing, you can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, via voicemail, 323-455-4219. You can reach us on Twitter, @brotherslayman. You can leave us reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. We do read those as well. And you can get at us at the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything, and I mean anything that y'all want to dish out to us, let us know. We will definitely get back at you. Holla!
That's what's up. All right, well, to get into this feedback, just as I said that I remember that we did get a review on Stitcher.
Oh, nice.
So let me pull that up real quick. Oh.
Shout out to y'all for the reviews. Keep them coming, please. Please keep them coming.
But it's, you know, it's a while ago, but we appreciate it. From Rude Boy M, 5 stars. Dope shows, both sports and break. I like the break episodes, and as well, I enjoy the different sports takes from y'all. Keep it up and go Eagles. Rude Boy M.
Hey, shout out to you, M. M. Coonsy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure. But I appreciate that. Yeah, definitely appreciate the reviews. Just keep them coming, y'all. Keep them coming. We love the 5-star kind, but, you know, whatever you feel we deserve, we will accept.
Oh, yeah, it does help the show out. But, you know, we also like to know how we doing in this joint.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're always looking for feedback, ways to improve the show. So any suggestions, please feel free.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, of course, I say the basketball talk for when we get there. Well, let's jump into this football.
Going from where we started. I know Baylor and LJ, game of the week coming up. Mm-hmm. Y'all already know what it is.
Oh, you know that.
Let's get cracking.
Let's get these started. Get some of these voicemails popping.
Right. Yeah, well, let me go out here and I'll do that in a minute. Let me just make this call before I forget. Yeah, well, yeah, we can do all that. Yeah, sure, yeah. You know I always got to come up. Oh, sorry, hold on one sec. Hey, buddies. LJ the Fiasco here. It is 4:58 on a Sunday in Louisville, Kentucky, which means it's about, I'm guessing, 1:58 out down the West Coast. But in case you missed it, my Raiders just scored to go to 6-2 on the season. They also did so behind Derek Carr's 513 yards. I'm telling you, this dude is the fucking truth. Which just gets the stage for next Sunday, Jonathan. All your talk, all your trash talk that you've been doing for the past couple of weeks and everything, and well, you haven't really even been talking trash. It's just, your overall just arrogance, your overall just moxie that you, this swagger that you had. I hope you can back it up, man, because the train is rolling right now. First and foremost, let me just go ahead and say, man, sorry to hear about C.J. Anderson. I had him on my fantasy team actually. He was doing well, and that really hurts me. So I'm not gonna go up too much, but I really want y'all full strength so you don't have an excuse if y'all lose the game, you know? Now, if y'all win, y'all Super Bowl champs and everything, so supposedly Super Bowl champs. But, hey, it's going to be a great game. I wish nothing but the worst for y'all. I wish everything for the best for us. 6-2 at the halfway points. We ain't seen 6 wins since, man, 6 wins. I think Jamarcus Russell had showed up to camp with, and he was like 350 pounds last time we didn't get 6 wins that year. It's been a while. It's been a while. Like Baylor still had like a nappy goatee when it happened. That's the last time that happened and everything. But I'm happy that we are back on track. Raider Nation is back in the building. Man, I'm just ecstatic. Sorry to Teddy though, because his nephew, of course, plays for the Buccaneers by the name of Jameis Winston. So shout out to him, man. I know it's a tough pill to swallow, but swallow it you must certainly will, boy. Hey, Raider Nation, silver and black, black and silver, just win, baby. Next Sunday, it is on. Hey, I'll check back in then. Holla.
Yeah, appreciate that, LJ. You are so right, sir. It is on next week because you know what it is. It is the 6-2 epic matchup me and Baylor was talking about. 6-2 versus 6-2. Let's get it cracking. And I love how you use the word if. If we win. I appreciate that because y'all ain't no definitiveness in that little tone of yours. You know what I'm saying? And first of all, you calling us like he keeps calling us like paper champions and quote unquote Super Bowl champions. There ain't no quote unquote, dude. We won a Super Bowl. We won a Super Bowl 50. Don't hate. See what it is right now is Raider fans have won 6 games this early. It's been years. So they feeling good. They want to brag and boast, you know, and talk all that smack. And that's fine. I got no excuses coming for this game, sir. If y'all beat us, y'all beat us. And I'll take my licks and take my poundings like a man that I am. But if we win that game, sir, if Trevor Siemian comes off and pulls it off and throws for like 300 yards, a couple TDs, Devontae Booker get rolling, and we already know what our defense is going to do. So we'll see what happens next week.
All right. Yeah, you know you got some more coming.
I know.
But he did send in another one. This one's going to somebody else.
Uh-oh.
You really didn't think I was going to let Bailey get away with that shit talking from last week, did you? I sat and I waited. I'm very patient. First and foremost, I mean, yeah, you got us. I mean, we don't have a pro team here. Yeah, all right, great. And all the cities that he named in Kentucky and all that, the Western Kentuckys and the Easterns and all that, ha-ha, very funny and everything. It means nothing to me, dude. Basically, those teams are still better than UCLA football and basketball combined. It really doesn't matter. Y'all can do a super team. We still kick that ass. Let's see. You guys have the most storied tradition in college basketball with these championships. John Wooden, thanks to him, and one from Jim Herrick or whatever the hell his name was. And you guys still play in Poly Pavilion that it basically looks like a renovated Costco. Last time I saw it, they still playing that raggedy-ass motherfucker. I mean, last time I saw it, dude, like there was buckets on the court to catch all the rainwater and shit. That's one. Two, how the hell do y'all have the number one recruiting class or a top five recruiting class every year on the football field but can't put together? Like, Jim Moore needs to holler at his dad because fuck playoffs, bowl games. Like, make one of those and then holler at us. Like, y'all have all this talent and can't put it together. Like I said, y'all ain't been shit since Maurice Jones-Drew. Josh Rosen, I don't know. I really don't want to even entertain this trash talk about Baylor because it's really a moot point at this juncture of the evening over here on the East Coast or wherever the hell we at in Midwest. I don't know what the fuck Kentucky is. But anyway, just keep our names out of here. Now, I know this shit, Joe. So I know that pretty much you guys haven't been shit since Kevin Love left, maybe. Three straight Final Fours, nothing to show for it. All that town in California that don't even want to stay home and play for y'all. Yeah, man, it's pretty tough. Okay, here's what you can do. Renovate Poly Pavilion again. Matter of fact, tear that motherfucker down. Tear that roach-infested, mice-infested motherfucker down. Build another one with all that Hollywood money out there. And then maybe you're recruiting to pick up. And then maybe you can come talk to us. Until then, I don't want to hear shit. I just don't understand how y'all have all that shit in y'all backyard and can't win, can't like recruit anybody. Nobody wants to play for UCLA. Not even UCLA players want to play for that. They got a free scholarship on the way to the scholarship. That's the only reason y'all got it. Stop it. But on a positive note, man, Bros Layman, love y'all's show, man. I love listening to the playback all the time. Shout out to everybody out there on the West Coast, Hoopla, Storm, Spirit, Baby G, Mama G, Brothers Layman, and Bale, I guess. I guess that nigga can. I guess he's cool. All right, y'all. Take care. Again. Peace.
Oh, man. Appreciate that, man. LJ, man.
You got to love it, don't you?
Oh, yeah, the back and forth. Like, it's on our show. Like, y'all want to go back and forth on our show? That's fine.
Oh, that is just fine. Oh, my God. Now we wait for Baylor's rebuttal.
Oh, yeah. he going to send in something. But, yeah, man, hey, if you ain't checking them out, make sure you check out LJ with his folk, the real Matt in Kentucky and Murph over at 35th and Kentucky Sports Show. Yeah. And if you want to get a laugh, you should check him out and his homegirl, Britagious, on the Pollock Podcast, Jokes.
Yeah,
I just heard them last night. They was reviewing Leaving Compton or the Michelet joint.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that is, wow. Hilarious. So, yeah, man.
I can only imagine. Yeah, definitely check out their show for sure.
Yeah. All right, and then we're heading up. Baylor sending something in.
All right.
When I say two teams, you say Teddy D. Two teams, Teddy D. Everybody. Hey, apparently both of your teams don't know how overtime works. Donovan McNabb, hashtag that. Well, you know, one came in a tie. The other one was a heartbreaker at their house. Hey, what can I say? It was a bad day for Teddy, two teams, Teddy D. Two teams, Teddy D. I said two teams, Teddy D. That sounds like one of them old 90s songs that you dance to, like doing the butt. Two teams, Teddy D. Teddy D, hit me up. Can I get in the studio? I know I ain't going to be able to get in the studio now and put out one of my episodes now that both of y'all, and look, both of y'all teams didn't even lose. Just one of them. One team lost, and the other team just, meh. I mean, you know, because technically in Vegas, they just take that game off of the ticket like it never happened. So I don't know if you want to take that as a, yeah, like it just never happened. Two teams, Teddy D. I said two teams, Teddy D. Everybody. Orlando Magic is terrible too.
Just throw that in there.
Oh my gosh. I am waiting for the day that Teddy D responds. Because Teddy's been mighty quiet.
Yeah, Teddy been holding it in, man. Come on, man.
Let it loose, Teddy. We already know. If you want to curse, go ahead. No, you don't do that.
But yeah, you can do it on this show.
Absolutely. Feel free, brother. Show. Oh, Baylor is a fool.
He is, man. Shout out to you, man. I know he got some more on the basketball side.
Oh, I'm right. Sure.
Got another voicemail here.
What's going on, brothers? Lehman Sports. Real boy Ham over here. Where should I start, man? My Eagles, man. Rookies, man. Rookie quarterback. Not his fault too much, but damn coach, man. Rookie mistakes by the coach. The kicker, he kicked like a 52-yarder. Give him a chance to at least kick a damn field goal, man. Like, and then the defense was tired. Offense, we need some damn receivers, man. It's a damn shame. Mm. We got dudes dropping fucking balls. His name, Green Beckham. Man, these dudes need some damn stickum on their gloves, man. How in the hell you drop fucking balls like it's a hot potato? So, yeah, Cowboys won. Fuck. Pretty sure Big B somewhere dancing. Because we talk shit about his tie game. How you go all the way to London and you get a tie against the Bengals, man? Ooh-wee. Damn. Trevor Siemian. I'm about to drop your ass. You gave me 7 points in my fantasy. I'm pissed off, man. I need a new quarterback. Cooper, 23 points. Nice. What else? Vinatieri, he only gave me 2 points in my fantasy for the kicking team. Other than that, I'm getting my ass whooped. Man, I wish I had Derek Carr. 35 points. 513 yards. Oh, my God. This dude was out here looking like Tom Brady and shit. Other than that, Drew Brees, tough, they won, yeah, that was a good win. Aaron Rodgers, tough loss. Other than that, Cubs, Indians, I'm just tired of this new Cub fans. Everybody's a Cub fan. Fuck out here, man. Other than that, man, I can't wait to play the Cowboys again, because I hope they're going to watch tape, because, man, Doc Prescott, man, he's out there looking like Tom Brady, man. That shit made no fucking sense whatsoever. He over there running, untouchable, sliding, throwing the ball like that. This dude is a rookie, man. Come on, man. So other than that, man, I think that's all I can say, man. On my work, on my lunch, I don't even want to listen to sports, man. I don't want to listen to First Take. I don't want to listen to Jim Rome, because all they're talking about is the Cowboys, man. It's driving me nuts. I ain't trying to hear shit. I'm trying to forget about all this. Eagles, we got to do better, man. Got to do better. All right, y'all. Ohio State finally won. So, that's not too bad.
Oh, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate that, rude boy.
Yeah, he got a part two to that.
Oh boy.
Yeah, he got to let it be known. Hey, that was a big game.
That was a huge game.
We knew. We was like, oof. Gonna be some sad messages left. here's the part two.
Hell yeah. Rubo AM over here. But yeah, I forgot the damn timer. Yep. But yeah, man, I'm so mad. We got to do some changes, Eagles, man. Drop passes. Jesus. Quarterback, he did good. But he need to run the ball more. And we need some damn receivers. Receivers. Fucking tight end. Ertz, you got to step your game up. But, yeah, other than that, man, just waiting for the next game. Hopefully we do better. I cannot stand the Cowboys, man. They're out here shining. You know what I'm saying? It's like somebody taking that, you know, that girl that you wanted. Now you see him walking around with her. I cannot stand that shit, man. We're supposed to win that game. Shit, we were winning that game, man. We had it. Damn. Oh, yeah. Can't wait to hear the show. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. Oh, yeah. And thanks for bringing on boy the last person y'all had on the show. My son is into all that drones and video games and all that. So it's nice to know that, you know, this new generation, you know, technology is changing, man. You know, tablets. You went from laptops to tablets and cell phones. Like, this dude, I got a six-year-old and a heat tablet, like. And then I might think about, you know, getting him a drone and see how that works out. He's all into Minecraft and all that new shit. So, yeah, man, that was nice. Yeah, keep doing, you know, bringing new people on the show, new ideas. And, yeah. All right, y'all. Peace.
Appreciate that, man. Yeah, shout out to Big Vic, man. Yeah. Appreciate you coming on the show last time, and that's what's up. I mean, hey, I wouldn't be mad if you got your son a drone, dude. That seems to be the way things are going nowadays. And, you know, like Vic said, man, that's technology, drones, robotics, all that. That's the wave of the future.
Yeah, man, it's education and money.
Yeah, basically.
Getting jobs.
For real. Some good paying jobs.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, bro, but I felt you venting. It's all right, dude. You can curse on our show if you want to. You can let loose. You can spit that Jamaican broken English if you want to. It's all good, dude. Just let it loose. Let it flow.
Man, you know, folks, Clinton, I saw this picture. I guess it was at a Halloween. I don't know if this is an old picture or what. It was a Halloween party where dude had on his Eagle stuff.
With the chick?
Yeah, who was just about the Lombardi trophy. And it was like, he ain't never going to take her home. Like, damn.
I'm like, why set yourself up for that, man? Why set yourself up?
And she looking at him like, who is this dude? Like, damn.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, back out of here. Baylor, you knew it was coming. 6-2 title bout.
I said, we all know, first of all, brothers, like, where's my manners? How y'all doing? How are y'all doing? Hey, Jay, it's about that time. That's 6-2. That's 6-2 looking right, too. It's looking real good. And look, like I said, I don't got time. Now, I'm not about to be on my LJ right now. I don't have time to critique the all, you know, what happened inside the game, because, first of all, I'm going to give my team a noise award and a what the fuck up award for the same thing, okay? We got penalized for over 200 yards, yet still won the game. 513 is what the Cowboy threw. Yes, and when I said Favre 2.0, I meant it. And it's not much of a compliment. It's like in the middle, because remember Brett Favre he got that dog vision. He colorblind. That nigga been throwing picks. That nigga would throw a pick in a second. But look, we're not even talking about that. The fact that y'all struggled against San Diego, and when I say struggle, this is not about like, there's no disrespect or anything like that. I'm just telling the world, I'm showing the world, look at our division. Our division can get down with the get down. Like, Kansas City still rolling. And they had, what's the old boy name that came in? Napoleon Dynamite come in the game. And I'm glad he came in, because he showed Travis Kelce some love.
Thank you.
I definitely needed that in one of my leagues. But, man, the AFC West is, it goes down, brother. Like, we shooting at each other. That's the cool part about it. And I just need this W Sunday. And you know what? Y'all don't have CJ, but it really don't matter. It really don't matter. I mean, y'all got Booker. And truth be told, I got Booker on one of my fantasy leagues. So, you know what I'm saying?
I'm about ready. I'm about ready for it. So may the best team win, and hopefully that's my team. I see what y'all DBs did this weekend, but I also seen what y'all rookie quarterback did. So, you know what I'm saying? And he played solid, don't get me wrong, but you know, just like any other quarterback, you put pressure on him, he folds up. Did y'all watch the Vikings game? Hey, look, let me tell you something. The Vikings is, the recipe is coming out on how to serve these cats, but their defense is still solid. What the hell are they doing with a 38-year-old DB? I don't know. I never did like Terrence Newman like that. I thought he was, so when he came in the league, I thought he was a pile of shit, but it's whatever. Dallas is still rolling. Oh, yeah, the Eagles. That team. Don't have much to say about them shits. Dallas is still rolling. I hate Dallas. Look, these are the teams that I hate as a Raider fan. Of course, I don't like the Broncos. I hate the Patriots. I definitely hate Dallas. I hate Dallas because, and Dallas and the Raiders don't really have much of a history, but I hate Dallas because all these fucking goddamn Dallas fans in California just pisses me off. Like, when all them goddamn Dallas, and I can say something about Dallas people, because I got family from Dallas that moved out here, and it's like, all you goddamn Dallas people that moved out here, or Texas people in general, and y'all spreading that goddamn Dallas cancer, and I hate goddamn Dallas Cowboys fans. Anyhow, I cannot knock them, though. I can't. I mean, I remember in the draft, when I said, Dak is going to be all right if he just stay away from the Hennessy. Because you know he had that, yeah. So, I got to give it up to Dallas, man. I really do. And like I said, I was the one. I was the ringleader that said, way before even, what you call it, First Take, that whole staff, before everybody, I said, if Dak win games, period, not certain games, not the Green Bay game, not the Philly game, if he has a winning record when Romo is able to come back, you can chalk that job up unless his owner is who he is. Chalk it up. Romo is done. It's done. Ship Romo to Cleveland and let him die there. Other than that, let's move on to basketball. And that's my next email. Two teams, Teddy D. I said, two teams, Teddy D. Everybody!
Shout out to you, Baylor.
Shout out, man.
Hey, man. Oh, I am so ready for this game. Sunday night, too? Shit.
Oh, yeah. We can just let y'all know right now, in case you're wondering.
Oh, in case you didn't know already.
We normally record on Sunday night. We ain't. We probably record on Monday night.
One of the people here got to sit and watch the game. And if we lose, I don't want to record.
You're gonna be like, oh my God. And Jonathan.
Yeah. So don't be surprised. If we lose, just wait for it. You're gonna hear my voice on the next time we record, and I'm just gonna be like, I'm gonna do that the whole damn episode.
You're gonna sound like Rude Boy M. Yeah. Fucking right.
Hey, and Baylor, stop being so damn disrespectful to my quarterback. He is not a rookie. He's a first-year player. Stop doing that. I'm tired of people calling him a rookie. He ain't a fucking rookie quarterback. But it's all good, dude. It's all good. We got the best division in football. That's easy. Chalk that up. That is easy. Well, AFC West, easily the best division in football. But it's all good, dude. Yeah. I know you gave your what-the-fuck moment for that 200-something yards and penalties. Look, dude, the Bucs are weak. Sorry, Teddy. No offense, but the Bucs is whack, dude. I mean, so they really didn't shock me that y'all had that many penalties and still somehow pulled it out, because the Bucs can't get out of their own way.
Yeah, I got to see how many penalties they had, because they had it. I was like, who wants to win this game? Did anybody want to win this game? Jesus. Oh, man. But yeah, we got one more voicemail.
All right.
Got to hear from the other Philly fan, K. Martin.
Okay,
it's a long one, so bear with me. Now, we got you.
Brothers Layman, what is up? This is your boy K-Mart. Just want to talk about a couple things with you guys, so just bear with me for a minute. Today's Tuesday, November 1st, and no, the Chicago Cubs have not won the World Series yet. Actually down 3-2, going to Cleveland, so hey, let's see what happens. Michigan versus Michigan State. Hail to the victors. I guess they figured, shoot, wasn't going to be no miracle finish this year. Jonathan, I may have to eat some crow because your Pac-12 team may just make it. Washington, I think they're number 4 now. So, hey, just keep it up. Let's see what happens. On to some basketball real quick. The Chicago Bulls, baby, we're 3-0. First time since 97. I'll take that right now. Real quick, it's good to see Paul George back on the court. I know he played last year, but it's just the fact of the matter. I mean, just go back and just think about that leg injury he had during the Olympic trials a couple of years ago. And the fact of the matter that he's back playing ball and playing it well is great. I mean, hey, man, happy to see that young man coming back balling out. Now on to some football. Josh freaking Norman. He got his baby ass ate up by AJ Green. Mm. Oh, man. Hey, Josh, you can't really complain about the rest when you're grabbing, you're holding all damn day. And but, hey, it is what it is. And them Redskins and Redskin fans took that nice-ass trip to London just to tie. How you feeling? Anyway, on to some second quarter football action. AFC East, the New England Patriots. Real quick, they're going to end up winning that division anyway. I mean, that's like a JV team playing against the Frost Soft team. Real quick, a moment of silence to Jamie Collins' career. Thank you. All right. Man, you go from the penthouse to the outhouse. What? You go from being 6-1, 7-1 to being 0-7, 0-8. Sad, man. That's sad. But hey, then again, this is standard procedure for the Patriots. I mean, man, you think about all the great players they've let loose, just for no apparent reason, like Ty Law, Lori Malloy, Drew Bledsoe, Willie McGinnis, Mike Vrabel, Vince Wilfork, Chandler Jones. Man, it's just so many players that they've let go. But the thing is, though, we can't really crucify Belichick because, A, it's a proven track record, and he's still stacking rings. So, A, is what it is. AFC North, Pittsburgh is barely holding on. They need Big Ben back ASAP. Word is that he's practicing this week. So, hey, if he can get back on that field, that's great for them. Cleveland Browns. Yeah, man, stop trying to win. Man, you guys try to acquire Jamie Collins. Man, it's that time, man. Hey, we want to see another winless season. Well, it's been about 8 years since the Lions did it. We need to see another one. I'm all team content. AFC South, Houston. I don't know if Houston or Indy will end up winning, but they better not sleep on the Titans right now because Tennessee's looking really good. That defense is playing, starting to play well a little bit, as well as DeMarco is looking better from his exile to Chip Kelly, and Marcus Mariota is looking like the number two pick that he was drafted to be. So don't sleep on Tennessee. AFC West, yes, yes, yes. We actually have a game that I'm actually hyped for, even though I'm not even a part of that AFC West thing. But we got Denver at Oakland. We finally get a game that's actually worth watching. Jonathan, BTG, I just want to see the overall weekly banter between you two. Man, come on, let's get it going now.
Oh, don't worry.
All right, on to the NFC. Oh, man, let's start with the NFC East. Oh, man. Dallas, right now, hey, I have to say, they're the front runner in that division. Right now, the Eagles, Giants, and Skins. Right now, we're playing for second place in the basement. Right now, And real quick, I'm not really going to talk about too much about Sunday night, but hey, some things just have to be said. Got to give Dallas credit. Hey, they did what they did. Hey, we pretty much had the damn game under control midway through the third and early part of the fourth quarter until, like, things like that. That fake punt was really just caught us by surprise. But, hey, Dallas rolled the dice and they did their thing. Also, some bad coaching moves by our coach. First of all, throwing them stupid passes behind the line of scrimmage was killing me. As well as passing on that field goal, that shorter field goal when our kicker had already banged one out from a longer range. But hey, is what it is. Hey, I gotta take the L. I know Big B will have his little thing or whatever you want to say about it, but oh well, kick rocks. NFC North, man, what is going on with the Vikings, man? Their offense is still in Philly. I don't know what's going on with them, man, because they got exposed last night by the Bears. And the way Green Bay is playing, shoot, hey, if Aaron can keep this up, Green Bay will surpass Minnesota. NFC South, Atlanta, yeah, they got their win, so, but do not be surprised if somehow Carolina, they come back and somehow win that division. So we'll see what happens. NFC West, Seattle and Arizona, it's pretty much a two-team race. I think Seattle will still eventually win it. Lastly, respect to Andre Johnson, who announced his retirement, I think, yesterday. My favorite Andre Johnson moment was when he beat the dog shit out of Courtland Finnegan. Oh, shoot. But anyway, fellas, that's pretty much it for the day. I'll catch with you guys next week. Peace out.
Appreciate that, Kmart.
Appreciate that, Kmart. Yeah, don't worry. Closer it gets to Sunday, the more me and Baylor going to be seeing on Twitter. We going to be going at it.
Oh, y'all niggas, I'm a watch because y'all probably going to be live tweeting the fucking game.
You damn right.
Going to be back and forth like, oh, shit.
Every little thing that happens.
Like, did you see that? Oh, I'm already knowing. I'm already knowing.
It's going to be so much fun.
Oh, no, that's going to be a fun. That's going to be an exciting game, man.
Oh, that's going to be a great game. Hey, yeah, shout out to Dallas for that little fake punt. They punter got some wheels.
Oh, yeah, he was out.
He was booking it. I was like, damn, he's fast. Use him as a receiver.
Yeah, that was a nice move. But, yeah, let's just jump into that game. Very impressed. I mean, 6-1. You know, yeah. Like, you were like, oh, what he going to do? Nobody assumed any of that. But 19-39, 287, two touchdowns, an interception. He was moving the rock.
He was, and he looked a little rattled early on. Philly was bringing some pressure, but yeah, their defense just couldn't maintain.
Yeah, Jim Schwartz, that once, and he was just like, yeah, I'm bringing it.
Bringing everybody.
Do something. And he made the right amount of plays. I got to give him that, man. And I was like, we going into overtime? Oh, shit.
Yeah, but I will say for Philly, they got to start loosening up the playbook for Carson Wentz, man. Let the dude throw it downfield. He got an arm on him.
Yeah, I mean,
everything's short and dinking and dunking. It's like, dude, let the kid throw downfield.
Yeah, you got to open it up for your running back. I mean, Sproles had a decent game.
Yeah, he was playing pretty well.
86, but Ryan Matthews didn't do nothing. I mean, if you're not going, you didn't hit 100 yards total rushing as a team. I mean, if you're not going to throw it far, you're like, well, these short dunks is going to be like running plays. Well, they're going to stack the box.
Exactly.
And just make like, you
got to like, take some shots.
Yeah, you got to open it up. I mean, what's the point? I mean, look, even I know with Dak Prescott, they being safe with him. They ain't throwing everything, letting him go crazy either. But, you know, maybe it's because they got a weapon in Dez Bryant. Like, all right, let's air it out every now and then.
Yeah.
I mean, Dez Bryant, damn, 14 targets, but 4 for 113 in a touchdown. Big touchdown.
Yeah, huge touchdown. And I'm just curious to see how Dallas's defense is going to do now just because Morris Claiborne is out.
Oof.
Tore his groin. Yeah, I know all men are like, ooh, damn. He Yeah, that just happened.
Oh, shit. That injury bug is a bitch.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, Dallas sitting pretty. Hey, it's one of them division games, Sunday nighter. So yeah, I know, y'all.
Damn it! Shout out to all the Eagles fans. I know you're pissed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Doug Peterson does have to step in. He was looking like a rookie head coach.
Yeah.
At times out there, too. Like, ugh, okay, all right, what you going to do, man? The other good game of that week, Atlanta.
Man, that game was awesome.
That game was exciting. 33-32 in Atlanta.
Whew. Matt Ryan, this is why I traded for you, sir.
Yeah, it was a duel, that's for sure. 28-35, 288, three touchdowns, no interceptions for Matty Ice.
Love it. Even though Julio Jones didn't do nothing.
Nah, only five targets, 3 for 29. Frustrating.
Yeah.
But he spread it around. Muhammad Sanu had 10 targets, 9 for 84, and a touchdown, making up for that. I mean, it was tough. Devontae Freeman wasn't able to do a whole lot either. You know, he had a passing touchdown, but that's it. Neither team had a running game. The leading rusher for Green Bay was Aaron Rodgers. 60 yards. Jeez.
Yeah.
And they just
that's like, part of their problem.
Yeah, they were like, now, David, sorry.
Get the hell out of here.
God, that was funny. Like, oh, no, we don't need you. 3 carries, 4 yards. All right, you can go. Thank you.
It was bad. But he's running. It was bad.
Yeah, but Devontae Adams, back at you. 14 targets. Caught 12 for 74. He is stepping up.
You in a PPR league. He is money right now.
Yeah, he is gold.
Yeah, Green Bay, they got to get it together, especially with the openings they're getting in the in their division. They got to start stepping it up.
They do that 4-3, no, 1-2 in a row. You got it. I mean, this game was tough, but these are the games that they win, just weren't making enough plays. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, 28-38, 246, 4 touchdowns. I mean, it's hard to ask him to do a whole lot more. But they got to – if he's going to be passing all day, I mean, I know he's good at scrambling. They line is pretty decent, at, you know, giving him time. But you asking a lot.
Well, Jordy Nelson finally had a good game.
Yeah, 4 for 94 and a touchdown. That's just a lot of pressure to put on a dude.
Yeah.
To do all that.
This is why he's discount double check. Make it happen.
Speaking of pressure – I'm glad to see the Carolina defense show up for the first time this season.
About time.
I was like, wait. I was like, wait, is this, where y'all been? Welcome to 2016. Damn. It was in Carson Palmer's face. 8 sacks.
Oof.
All over.
They picked him off a couple times, too.
Yeah. Held David Johnson to 24 yards rushing. Damn, he the only one who carried the rock. Damn.
Yeah, just got nothing going.
Yeah, then, of course, 7 receptions for 84 yards. So, even he's still giving you number one pick stats.
Yep.
J.J. Nelson, holla at you. I know he getting picked up this week. 8 for 79 and 2 touchdowns.
Mm.
Yeah, they were looking right.
It was about time Carson Palmer finally had – some semblance of a decent game.
Yeah, the pressure was tough. On Carolina side, Jonathan Stewart, 25 carries, 95 yards, 2 touchdowns. Ride him.
Told you, when he was out, their offense is just not the same.
Yeah, Cam Newton struggled, 14-27, 212. Yep. His post game, like, we at this again, man.
This, I ain't having no more fun.
You know, on one hand, you know, they are calling him differently. They are. I mean, there were a couple plays where you're like, yo, this was somebody else. The flag would have been out already.
Well, for me, I give him the one where I think it was Calais Campbell kind of dove at his ankles or his legs or something. But besides that, I mean, you big dude, you're going to take some hits.
Yeah, he wasn't
complaining last year when he was dabbing in front of everybody and dabbing in this and dabbing that and talking all kinds of smack. He wasn't complaining then.
No, he was talking about if they don't want me to dab anymore, you gotta keep me out of the end zone.
Yeah, stop me. It's like, okay, fine. We'll stop you.
Yeah, I mean, this line is always, he's always had to carry the team. And yeah, on one hand, I'm like, yo, they are letting a little bit go and they can call things more. But once I told Jonathan, I was like, this dude, whoever his PR person, like you, every now and then you drop a line or a statement that just kills everything you're talking about.
Yep.
Because as soon as you're like, I'm not having fun, I was like, because you're 2-5. Yeah, you're not having fun. I'm sure that that bye week was frustrating as hell.
Absolutely. I'm sure the Cleveland Browns aren't having fun.
No, they're like, you know, this game ain't fun anymore. You know, I'm getting look, you getting hit. And I saw that dude from
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he was like, suck it up.
Quarterback. Like Big Ben take hits?
Yep. Big Ben take a lot of hits.
And it's like, if you're talking about you don't feel safe and you don't all this and that, it's like, well, then don't play.
Yeah, don't run. That's like, do you up? You are, and they run you a lot.
Yep.
So they're like, oh, we're going to get you. You don't slide. Not often.
He doesn't. He tries to deliver punishment.
Mm-hmm. And dudes are going to be like, oh, just like that hit. What was that? Which one was that where it's like he got a concussion?
Oh, that was against Atlanta.
Yeah. And he was like, rookie, oh, you lean it in? Okay.
Yeah, dude just lit him up.
Like, fuck all that. I'm like, you can't, you know, he had to comment about, ain't no more racism and all. Like, just say, you know what, the refs, I don't know what it is. They missing some calls. You know, I like, there's a lot of late hits. I don't know what it is. And just don't be like, you know what, I'm here. You know, just say, I love the game, and this is the game I love playing it. You know, like, but like, come on, like, let your head coach is the one who needs to be like, yo, they ain't, where the flag's at?
Yep.
That's his job. You don't need to say that. He needs to be like, he's the one who needs to say, yo, when this was Aaron Rodgers, it'd be like 8 flags. If this was Tom Brady, it would, the whole field be yellow. You know, but
that's real.
But this my quarterback, late hit. You know, ain't no roughing the passer call at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then if he get fined and you like, I appreciate it, man. Here you go, here's 25,000.
Yep.
I got you for that. But you just, I'm sulking. It's not fun. I bet it ain't. Like, look, that's what I'm saying. Everybody ain't 15-1. Most teams ain't going 15-1.
Yep.
I don't know how many teams have gone 15-1.
Not many.
I don't know, like 10? If that?
Yeah, it ain't been many.
Nah, and it's tough getting back. And you got a brutal schedule. Like I said, your defense back. John Stewart healthy. Maybe that'll help. But shit.
Yeah, sorry, Kmart. I don't see them bouncing up and passing Atlanta.
I don't either. I mean, shit. New Orleans, they got to pass New Orleans. That's the other thing why he's frustrated.
They got to pass Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay is 3-4. We're going to get on to them in a second. New Orleans would to win. They 3-4. Atlanta's 5-3. They last.
Mm-hmm.
And you like, wait a minute. New Orleans beating Seattle? Mm. That's why he ain't having fun. He's like, God damn it. Y'all help me out. New Orleans beating Seattle. Shit. We ain't going to make it.
That's funny.
Because, I mean, I was shocked at that game. I was like, oh, New Orleans playing Seattle? Oh, yeah. Granted, they are playing in the dome, in the Superdome. So, you know, they play better. But I'm like, come on. Seattle about to hold in to nothing. Seattle going to put up hella points. And it's just right now, it's like, yo, what is going on with Russell Wilson? Can he get healthy? What is it?
Well, they said he's supposed to have his knee brace removed this week.
Okay.
Which should help matters, but they're just not clicking offensively right now. I don't know. I think it's their O-line. I want to say it's their O-line. Their O-line is just...
They were having problems last year.
They ain't blocking well, yeah.
You know, Russell Wilson, 22 with 34, 253, just with one interception.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, please, Lynch, come back. Christian Michael, 10 carries, 40 yards. As a team, 74 yards. Like, really? Against the Saints?
Yeah, that's bad. He gave me a touchdown, though.
He did. He got that TD. We were like, where are you? Like, come on. Now look, I mean, I think Seattle is doing their part. They're going to continue to push through. But, yo, that's a bad loss. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is. That definitely is for them.
Yeah, you know Atlanta struggled. I mean, Arizona struggled. You want to get as far away from them as possible.
Yep.
Get you a cushion because that ugly ass. We missed it because we were recording, but clearly we didn't miss nothing with a 6-6 overtime tie.
Lord have
mercy. And kickers missing every damn thing. Like, these are two of the better kickers in the league. Like, y'all can't hit shit.
Yep.
So, yeah, Drew Brees came through for me. 27-35, 25 in a touchdown. But, hey, I know, talking about getting waiver pickup, Tim Hightower.
Oh, he getting picked
26
up.
26 carries, 102 yards. Yeah, I had Mark Ingram. I'm like, and I could tell. I was like, fuck, he ain't coming back in.
Yeah.
He ain't coming back in at all. And I guess he had fumbled the week before, and I guess Sean Payton was like, nope, sit your ass down.
You can't fumble that ball, man. That's the one thing in running backs. You cannot fumble that ball.
Like, let's not have this again. 26 carries, 102 yards. Wow. Ingram, 3-for-5. Sit down. Shit.
Oh, it was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. Another one who felt it was bad. New England was like, you know what? Time for some payback on that ass.
I told you. I said last episode they was going to beat them 50-46.
Didn't they comment again? I don't know what they said, but it was something like, oh, is Buffalo, should Buffalo be saying this stuff before them? Like, are they talking again?
If Buffalo was talking smack before that game, they got what they deserved then. They should have known better.
Yep. Tom Brady, 22-33, 315, 4 touchdowns. Another normal game for Tom Brady. 7-1. Handling their business. Like, Lord.
Is he in the MVP discussion?
Of course he is. Like, is LeBron James in the MVP discussion? Of course. All he got to do was just be okay, and they ended the damn discussion. Well, is it what? I guess 4 games, 12 touchdowns, no picks.
That's ridiculous.
7-1, sitting atop the damn league right now, like handling it. Shit.
Bill Belichick.
Yeah, back again. You know if he going off, where's boy at? Rob Gronkowski, 5 catches, 109 in the touchdown.
That's ridiculous.
Hey. Yeah, man. You know, because they brought it up. Somebody who's a little salty, Jamie Collins. See ya. Traded him to the Browns for a third round pick.
A third round compensatory pick. Like, damn. That was shady.
You were like, what? What the hell? It was like, oh, he said he wanted Von Miller money. Well, see ya.
Well, it was funny. They were talking about him on First Take today, and they were basically talking about, well, Stephen A. was like, that was a shady move to trade him to basically from the top to the bottom. But on the flip side, I look at it as a solid pickup for Cleveland. I mean, they got a hole in the middle of their linebacking core. They need a centerpiece for their defense, and he could be that dude for them. They got tons of cap space, so I'm sure they're going to re-sign him at some point. Depending on what Cleveland does, they're trying to make some good moves, so we'll see.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I was like, damn. You know, yeah, but yeah, Belichick, he plug and play.
He don't pay defenders.
Nope. Brady got He's money. Like,
I can draft him.
Yeah, Brady got money. Gronk got money. And that's about it.
Yep.
He don't pay nobody. What about that left tackle? Nah, we can replace him. He all right. Like, you may get like okay money. But if you're trying to cash in, New England is not the place to cash in.
Nope. Yeah, receivers, offensive line, defensive line. Yeah, the only defensive lineman they paid at all was Vince Wilfork.
Yeah.
That was it. And then
it's like that didn't last long.
Nope. And then they don't really pay corners like that. They don't pay nobody. Except for Brady and Gronk.
Yep. It's like, well, we gotta pay Brady. Can't lose him.
And Gronk is a freak of nature, so you ain't losing him.
Yeah, he's on my hip full of 26.
Yeah, when I heard he was 26, I was like, nigga, he is only 26 years old? I'm like, dude, that ain't fair, man. Jesus. I'm like, was he 19? He came into the league? Like, damn.
I don't know, but yeah, he's been in, like, guess what, 5 years or something? It feels longer.
It feels so much longer than that. But, hey, shout out to the kid. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer already.
Yeah, he is. Other one, yeah, that other overtime, like, we got back-to-back weeks of an overtime ties. Like, oh, my God. Yeah, AJ Green went nuts.
I know the people in London are like, how about you hire some of these real football kickers to kick for y'all?
Really?
I know. They like, nigga, we play soccer out here. Y'all kickers suck.
Yeah, at least, yeah, man. I happy for them. Like, oh, at least they got a good-ass game.
Yeah.
This was entertaining. Yeah, AJ Green, 9 for 121.
Oof.
Jamison Crowder, 9 for 107 in a touchdown. Jordan Reed, 9 for 99 in a touchdown. Yep.
Yes. I needed that.
Jeremy Hill, owners, happy. 20 carries, 76 in a touchdown. I mean, Kirk Cousins, I mean, shit. 38 of 56, 458, 2 touchdowns and interception.
He can't throw 50-something times, though. No. Nah, too much.
That's way too much. Need some help.
Wait. Yeah, Matt Jones was out.
Yeah, Robert Kelly, 21-87 to touchdown. Yeah, I got Matt Jones. Like, I'm like, you fuck, man. Come on. But then he's hurt. And like, all right, well.
What else is new?
Yeah, these overtime, you get frustrated. But I understand. Like, you can't have these teams playing, like, 5-plus quarters. And then, like, oh, okay. And then, all right, well. Now you got to play Thursday night. Like, hell no, I ain't playing.
This ain't basketball or baseball where, you know, the contact is somewhat limited and mitigated. Like, these fools are slamming into each other every fucking play. Their bodies won't last.
Yeah, and at some point, it's like, look, if you can't score, you can't even get in range to kick a field goal, forget it.
Yep.
And those people who feel like they need to have the college rules, no.
No.
I get tired of it in college. Here's the 25. Go. Like, the fuck? You ain't even going to make it challenging?
Exactly.
Like, you want them to put up points. You want them to go, like, all right, tit for tat for, like, 4 times.
Of course. Well, in college, they want them to score 60-plus points.
Yeah. And this one, I mean, it's simple. Whoever, if you get it first, you score a touchdown, game.
Period.
If you don't, then the other team gets a chance, and if they score, it's over. Yeah, they give you 15 minutes. You play a whole nother quarter.
Used to be sudden death. I like the old school rules.
Yeah.
It was like first team to score wins.
Yeah. It's not bad. I don't mind it. You know, I'm like when the game matters, when it's in the playoffs, then it's like, yo, if it take 8 hours, it's going to be 8 hours.
Yeah.
But for this one, yeah, I ain't mad at it. All right, let's jump into this because we've been talking about the AFC West. Let me give y'all some love. Yeah, Derek Carr. I mean, look, first granted, like I said, I'm sitting here like, who wants to win? Because clearly nobody wants to win. Y'all did get lucky because I'm like, why the fuck are you holding on fourth down, stupid? I was like, the Raiders about to lose this game. Oh, flag. Holding. Oh, my God. Like, you are an idiot. Like, it's fourth down. Don't grab nothing.
Yeah, and just the piss poor tackling on that last overtime play. I was like, how this fool get sandwiched by two players and nobody brought him down? Yeah, y'all niggas is weak. Sorry ass. Ugh, that was a frustrating game to watch.
Oh, it was. But I mean, in the end, Raider fans happy. Yeah, Derek Carr, 40 of 59, 513, 4 touchdowns. He was hitting up his boy, Amari Cooper. Shout out to you, Bear fans. I know you're frustrated. On 15 targets, 12 for 173 in a touchdown. Damn.
And a big drop that would have won the game. Oof. It was like, oh, my God, right in the breadbasket and you dropping it. Like, come on, dude. But nonetheless, he had a great game. Michael Crabtree played well.
Yeah, 408. They making it good.
Derek Carr's. I got to admit, man's playing well. Man is playing very well. It's going to be a tough task to go against him for sure.
Oh yeah, I want to see him against that potent defense.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and it's Tampa Bay. I don't know. They down Jaquez Rogers hurt. Like, what the fuck?
They down a 4-string running back, 4th, 5th, 6th string, and they running in a committee. Stay away. Well, I don't know if you might have to pick up one of their running backs because the amount of fucking injuries.
Yeah, you may have to. I don't know. And then on your end, I mean, hey, this is San Diego. Don't, like, you ain't just wiping us out.
Thank God we ain't got to play them no more this season.
Yeah, they played y'all tough.
They always do. Every time we play San Diego, it seemed like it come down to the wire. I'm like, oh, my God.
But y'all stepped up. Gave me some points.
Yeah. The man, Trevor Siemian, he made the necessary throws when he had to. Had a couple nice deep plays to Demaryius Thomas. Got to get that running game fixed, though.
Yeah, only 57 yards total.
Oof.
Yeah, you gave up 100. Melvin Gordon, 23 carries, 111.
Broke our damn 22-game streak of no 100-yard rushers. I was like, damn it.
Yeah, that was tough. But, yeah, I mean, you're going in pretty healthy. That defense,
for the most part.
Yeah, the defense, this the test.
Yeah, this the test, man. Hopefully Aqib Talib will be back. Hopefully Brandon Marshall will be back. We get some of these dudes back on defense because our defense was lights out against San Diego. Oh, I was loving it. Shout out to Wade Phillips, who is back. You know, he had that little scare when he got knocked down, but he's back in business, getting ready for the black hole.
Yeah, I didn't even see it. It was just like, oh, shit, he down. Like, what?
Like, yeah, oh, I saw it on my phone, and I had a chance to see one of the replays, and he got hit into pretty damn hard.
Mm.
Just kind of fell back, hit the back of his head on the ground, but everybody said he was good. He was in the hospital watching the game and all that stuff. I was like, when he went down, I was like, come on, D. You got to do this for your leader.
Yep. Got to pull it in. Man, speaking of that West, Kansas City put 13 on the Colts.
Lord, thank God Travis Kelce got a touchdown. Shoot, I'm with your Baylor.
Yeah, 7 for 101 in the touchdown. You're like, we need more of that.
God, he was like, thank you. Jesus. Even Jeremy Maclin had a touchdown.
Like, come on, man. This is why you got him. You better target him.
Jesus. Man, he called that fool Napoleon Dynamite.
Nick Foles. Yeah, I was like, he coming in, stepping up? Damn. Okay.
That shows you how bad Indiana is. Indianapolis is.
They, whatever they do next season, whatever that number one pick better be a damn offensive lineman.
You better get a left tackle.
You need your first 3 of 5 picks need to be offensive. Like, dude, and don't give me that. Oh, you know, when we gave him that money, it was like, nigga, so you gave him that money and was like, well, we ain't protecting you. You stupid.
Right.
You dumb. Like, okay, that don't make no sense. Like, so your biggest investment, you don't want to try to keep him upright? Okay. Yeah, good luck with there. Oh, man. Speaking of them folks injured, where, you know, let me hit them up. Jamal Charles joins the IR list with so many other people this damn season.
That's ridiculous.
Having soreness in that surgically repaired left knee or right knee, and got to look at it some more.
Yeah, I told Chris this might be the end of Jamal Charles that we know, because two torn ACLs. Now he's got to have, I mean, you tore your ACL on both knees. Now your knee keeps swelling up and it gets sore. It's like, that is never a good sign.
Nah, man, I hope he can bounce back, but damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, of course, Cardinals, Tyrann Mathieu out 3 to 6 weeks with a shoulder injury.
My God, he can't never stay healthy.
No, they put their left tackle, Jared Felder on IR. Like, they just hit the IR.
Now they got a hole. Their blind spot is Carson Palmer. Better watch out. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, they already behind, you know, you behind the eight ball, 3-4. Blow some games you should have won. Specifically that fucking first game. Should have beat New England.
Yep.
For everybody's sake. But, yeah, that didn't happen. I know we heard your boy, CJ Anderson, on IR.
My Meniscus God. Tear. It's like every running back's on IR.
Yeah, I'm saying.
That's how it feels. Like, Jesus. You just hold your breath because you don't know who's going next. Because somebody, another big-time player is going to go down soon. It's just happening that way this season.
Yeah, it's always been that bad. And, you know, before we get into looking at Week 9, you know what's coming.
I just hope we can win a game.
Jesus Christ. Yet.
They was close this time. They was close.
Well, that's because Ryan Fitzpatrick was so doo-doo.
Oh, my God.
And you wonder why they ain't got faith in you.
I was like, are they really going to let this team win? Yeah, Josh McCown.
He came back in the second half.
Because he was riding Matt Forte.
Yeah.
25 carries, 82 and 2 touchdowns.
I'm almost with Kmart. Just go 0-16.
Hey. You just show your weapons. Terrell Pryor, 6 for 101.
Better hope you can keep him after the season's over, because shoot.
Like, I'm going to leave.
Because his value is high.
Mm-hmm.
He about to cash in, especially he switched positions too. He's just scratching the surface on what he can do as a receiver.
Yeah, like, if he going to play like this, shit.
Yeah, he a big target. He's like 6'6". He's a big target, so. There will be offers.
Yeah, there will be. People still trying to go after that offensive lineman that they don't want to give up.
Man, at some point, I'm like, just trade Joe Thomas, please, because he's too damn good to be playing on a sorry-ass team for that many years.
Well, hopefully. He like it there. Well, I mean, they're going to be getting Deshaun Watson. They don't fuck it up.
We hope.
Yeah. All right, let's get in looking toward Week 9. Thursday game, you know, is probably butt, and it is. Atlanta at Tampa Bay.
Sorry, Teddy. But, yeah, Julio Jones going nuts.
Yeah, bounce back game, sir. Let's go. And then you got a great rivalry. You got Pittsburgh at Baltimore on Sunday.
Baltimore. We'll see if Ben's back. Ben's supposed to be back. Supposedly, Steve Smith will be back in that game, too. So, we'll see.
You got Jacksonville at Kansas City. So, look, y'all need Jacksonville to help out.
Which ain't going to happen.
One of y'all going to fall to third.
Jacksonville, the worst team in football, so that's not going to happen.
Ooh.
Kansas City.
Kmart. Right after that. Philly at the Giants. Coming off that bye, don't
let ODB go stupid.
Hey man, you do not want back to back division losses. You don't. Let's see, you got Carolina at the Rams. I almost like damn feel like a coin flip. It shouldn't be, but the way they
Carolina should win that game.
Yeah, after that, you know, coming out the bye, had a nice win this past week. At least quarterback play, you got the Colts at Green Bay, and Green Bay should do what they damn do. Handle that. Of course, the game of the week, because the Monday night game, Buffalo at Seattle. Seattle should win this game. I don't know. The way their offense has been playing. Mm. Buffalo needs a bounce back game after getting their ass handed to them. You know, Russell Wilson not playing well. He said the game of the week, Denver at Oakland.
I cannot wait for that fucking game to come on. I am going to be glued to the television. Don't bother me, folks. Leave me alone. I am going to be staring at the TV.
Yeah, talking shit on Twitter.
Damn right.
I'm going to just be following you.
Good Lord. Yeah, just wait
Baylor for the LJ.
We going at it. Let's go.
I can't wait. And the folks that are on the bye, you got the Bears, the Bengals, Patriots, Cardinals, Redskins, and the Texans are on bye.
Dude, if the Vikings don't fix that offensive line of theirs, they ain't got no chance.
Nah, they don't.
Their old line was getting ate by Chicago.
And they're playing, they at home playing Detroit.
Dude, we'll see, because Detroit's defense ain't terrible. Not great, but it ain't terrible.
Yeah, and they, you know, I know that they took an L to Houston this past week, so they going to want to bounce back again. Come on, Stafford.
Right, hit up Marvin Jones, please.
I'm saying. All right, y'all, we're going to take a break. We coming right back, hopping into this NBA. It is him.
It is.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Ready for some Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour? You kidding me?
Can you wait? All right, y'all, we're back. Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So, if you, like we said, y'all want to get on, you want to talk some sports on your team, NFL talk, feeling good going into basically the halfway mark, you frustrated as hell, hit us up. Your email to brotherslayman@gmail.com, voicemail 323-455-4219, on Twitter at brotherslayman. You can hit us up on the show page at blackisonline.com.
Hey, and if you're feeling like some of these Philly fans, you want to just vent your frustrations, please hit us up and let us know.
Holla.
That's what's up. All right, let's jump into this basketball feedback because we got a little bit there. Let's see. Baylor got his – I know this voicemail is short. All that jazz and no music.
Well, Golden State. You had one of the biggest off seasons in NBA history, signing one of the top players / small forwards in the game, arguably, you know, MVP candidate every year. And you start off the season with the fuckabouts. Klay Thompson, I drafted you in my fantasy league, and you gave me absolutely shit. You got two of the light-skinned niggas on light skin. I said it. You got two of the light-skinnest niggas on the planet with two of the dark-skinnest niggas on the planet. Arguably the best starting four in the NBA. And you start off with the fuckabouts. Pure fuckabouts. I don't care if it was the goddamn Spurs. They don't have Timmy D. You let an undrafted nigga come off the bench and give you niggas the blues.
Yep.
Ooh, I've been saying last year, don't hold that nigga back because he has a chip on his shoulder. Yeah, Tony Parker is 67 years old. That's one. Fuckabouts. Pure fuckabouts.
Appreciate that, yeah. Baylor. Oh my God. I mean, I know Chris was happy about that game.
Yeah, man, I love that start.
It, their ass. It was like, dude, really? This is how y'all coming out?
Came out and hit the business. Next we got an apology for Jonathan. Sorry, Jonathan, for throwing shade regarding a player no longer on the squad. So used to Rose being a Bull, I temporarily forgot he moved on in the offseason. As soon as I sent the email, I realized my error. I was going to wait until the next show to apologize, but as I watched the ring ceremony, I took it as a sign I should not wait to send this. My most humble apology to you, sir. That's from Mama G.
Oh, appreciate that, Mama G. No, that's all good, man. I mean, shoot, I still pull for Derrick Rose, you know, in the bottom of my heart. I'm still pulling for the man because I do like Derrick Rose and hope he can perform well. But at this point, he the enemy, so it is what it is. I have mixed emotions.
Yeah, yeah. I told him, I was like, oh, he's not going to trip on that. Nah. I was like, I really appreciate it. But now, that was a funny joke when you said it.
Yeah. Yeah, I laugh. Like I said, I've told your son, I don't take this stuff too serious. We don't take all this too seriously. So I mean, you know, if you throw jabs and jokes, I just laugh at them. I don't take stuff personally like that.
All right. The next email we got: the real CP3 wears a ponytail and has jewelry.
Damn.
Spirit G is freezing chicken and recycling napkins. What up, fellas? First off, let me say thank y'all for standing up for the ladies. It's too many men, and I use that term loosely, quietly condoning domestic violence. Shout out to y'all for protecting your daughters / nieces, etc. I wish there were more great fathers out there who knew how to show their daughters that type of love so they would know their worth and not accept treatment like that from any man.
Yep.
Word up. Shout out to Spirit G for issuing disclaimers before he started talking trash in the email. Proud of you, bro. # baby steps. We're not talking about playoffs. We're talking about preseason. Whether AB was good enough or not, he was, in fact, the number one pick. Side eye of Sam Bowie. We can go back for decades and sing woulda, coulda, shouldas. Personally, I don't eat reheated fried chicken, but I will take a box of biscuits to go. Oh, and since Baby G has better production, you can put her in a uniform on my high school team. So what? She's only 10. She got to learn. Yeah. Golden State will be entertaining. I'm curious to see how this chemistry thing works. We should start a Mr. Kiki in the Dickie challenge. How many incidents will he have this year? Or how long until he throws his first temper tantrum? As for Kevin Judas, shut up and play. You wanted a ring, so go get one. You are out of excuses. You have a supporting cast most will give their right arm for. In fact, some might even consider you to be the supporting cast on that team. But whatever. Westbrook has given you back your Letterman jacket and unfriended you on Facebook. He has clearly moved on. Let it go.
Oh, that's funny.
As for CL Spurs, Simmons made me excited to open tonight. The old folks home needed some new tricks. Can't wait to see Kawhi Leonard carry this team and shock teams in the playoffs as per usual. We should start a petition to have him cut his hair, though. The 90s call, they want their hairstyle back. All he's missing is beads and a do-rag with the tail. Man. OKC will, in fact, make the playoffs. How deep they go will depend on the support Westbrook gets in the playoffs. I don't expect Westbrook to shake hands with KD and won't care what anybody has to say about it. We've seen him dress, so clearly other people's opinions is not what he rests his hat on. The Clippers are like that absentee father that doesn't show up to your birthday party. He's telling you he's on his way. You wait at the window watching the headlights come down the street. There goes dad. There goes dad. Car drives by. That ain't dad. Every year we have high expectations that are killed by random injuries, more of Doc's whining, and too much playing time for Austin Rivers.
Ooh. Damn.
Austin Rivers is playing well, though. I really wanted Houston to play better defense, but when they signed Antony, dropped
Thank
the D,
you.
I don't see that happening. Harden can ball, no doubt, but I agree with JL. At what point do you stop being a one-trick pony only playing on one end? Sorry, JL. Team defense is an attitude that starts with the coach. And as we know, and his continued questionable shot selection, evidenced by his two key turnovers late in the fourth quarter against the Lakers, which ultimately cost him the game, and I fear it's another year of the same old Harden. At least he's no longer dating a Kardashian. Yeah, she does. Oh, my God, that situation. If we give up Dragic, who stands as our only major perimeter scoring threat, Pat is worse off than I thought. Hopefully, Wayne Ellington and Justin Winslow decide to come out and play this year on the perimeter. Otherwise, we'll be at the bottom of the East, and that's hard to do. Yeah.
Oof.
Anthony Davis, a.k.a. OG Unibrow, needs a constant chaperone and to be wrapped in bubble tape. Every time it looks like he's primed for a season with ridiculous numbers, he gets eaten, not bitten, by the injury bug as if it was a zombie apocalypse.
Oof.
Not far so far. The Fakers. What up, BTG? Even with KB24 there, there were no expectations and hasn't been for years. I do see the potential, but I'm curious to see if Clarkson can continue what he started opening night, especially halfway during the season when the novelty wears off. Mm. I personally like Luke Walton, and as I said before, he's sat on too many championship benches not to pick up a few things. Having a younger coach helps when you're coaching a bunch of guys under 25 who still have really high car insurance rates and can't rent cars without supervision.
Damn.
Was Elton Brand still in the NBA? Side eye. He hadn't been productive since he was a Clipper with Q Rich and Darius Miles. Damn.
Oof. Damn.
Wow. That last, Donald Sterner's last good Clipper team.
Yep.
The NBA is here. It seems like it took forever. Here's the funny emails, meme wars, Twitter fights, and trash talk galore, culminating with another LBJ chip for Mama G and Honey Kettle Biscuits for me and Spirit G. Hey, that rhymes. Can we schedule a Hoopla Brothers Layman show in advance so I can actually make one? Great show as always, fellas. See you soon. Storm, one half of Hoopla, GSPN Network, future Honey Kettle Chicken Finger Liquor.
Appreciate that, Storm.
Shout out to you. Man, oh, man, this season about to be crazy.
Only one thing you were missing, Storm, is James Harden. We got to drop the D from his name. He don't play any. And I get the coach is responsible for the team defense. Individual defense is all about effort, though.
Yep.
It's all about effort. I know that from my playing days. It's all about effort.
Yeah, he gives effort, just not on that side.
It's all on the offense.
Yeah, he's got to try. Like I just, as I said, whatever defensive energy he gave, he left it in Oklahoma City.
Jeez.
Because they were like, this dude, he can defend, and he left, and that was it.
Knowing the type of coach Mike Antoni is, he discourages him from playing defense, so he might be worse this season.
You're doing too much.
Yeah. Save that energy for the offensive end. Like, you know what?
I know, it's crazy. We got another email from Kmart.
Hey.
What up, brothers? I want to talk some NBA with you guys for a moment. Welps, looks like we won't have to wait long to see KD versus Russ Part 1. November 3rd is Game 1 in Oakland. But Game 2 should be in OKC on Christmas Day. Just imagine the hype train going into that game. But the NBA is retarded, so we'll have to wait until February 11th for KD to go back to OKC. Oh, and the message to KD, shut the hell up and ball. Another person telling you that. Nice first game by the Bulls. Damn, if D-Wade can hit the three ball consistently, look the hell out. But I'm not putting no bread on that. But I like the ball movement I saw during the game. It wasn't much ISO ball like we used to see with Rose. But overall, we're looking at a 52-win team and hopefully a deep playoff run.
I hope, Kmart. I hope.
Yeah, I take that. Laker fans, y'all starting to come out of hiding. Welcome back to society. I like the youth movement, but it's going to be a while before they are back to championship level. So temper expectations, please.
Yes, that is true. Please.
Okay, NBA media, stop with the comparisons of Joel Embiid to Hakeem Olajuwon. Just shut the hell up. He had a nice first game, but let's see how he does over the course of 82 games. Or how about staying healthy and producing for 50 games? Jonathan, who's going to get hurt first, Embiid or Rose?
Oh, tough question. I would say Derrick Rose.
Yeah, I was going to say that same thing, too.
Put on if I had to put money on it, I'm banking on Derrick Rose.
The Dallas Mavericks should have put that $94 million in the toilet and flushed it because Harrison Barnes sucked ass.
Ooh,
I'm still pissed on how that bum didn't show up during the NCAA tournament back in 2012.
Them North Carolina fans be holding grudges. Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't surprised when he didn't show up for the Golden State in the finals. Well, he did the year prior, just not the last one. Finally, Russ West for MVP of OKC can finish in the top 4 or 5. And Dame Lillard, as BCG calls him, the Portland Pack, finishes in a close second. Finishes close second in the closest MVP race since Magic Barkley in 1990. Mm. That'd be nice.
Hey, Damian Lillard can ball like that. Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully, when y'all read this, the Cubs are up 3-1 and looking to close out. Peace out. Nope.
Nope, we going to game 7. Mm-hmm. But nah, appreciate that, Kmart.
Hold on. Yeah. P.S., I'm looking forward to constant back and forth smack talk between you guys, the Hoopla family, Mama G, BTG, Storm, and Teddy D from October till June. Bring us the smack. Oh, you know what's coming.
You know it is coming.
Oh, man, I can't wait. And we got one more. This is probably the subject we're probably going to jump in on this topic. So this was the hot topic on Twitter with all of us. What's a point guard to you?
Mm.
This is from BTG. The hot Twitter topic that Hoopla Spirit G, Grandpa, and myself sparked up a fiery debate. I think the point guard position is a wide field of different styles. Spirit is right that most of these scoring point guards are not the usual, and one of the main reasons they're considered a point guard is because of height. But I also agree with JL that you can be considered a point guard in this era because the times have changed. If you really look at the point guards in the game, most are all undersized and main focus is to score. With the exceptions of Westbrook and CP3, who I personally believe they rep the true point guard title. Westbrook, to me, just does it at a faster and reckless pace. Whereas CP3 seems more traditional, but is often looked at as the leader of the team, and I just don't mean vocally. Chauncey Billups is another point guard that comes to mind. He was the anchor of his team and was a scorer. So when we talk about traditional point guards, I'm looking at the past, and the Hall of Fame point guards back then was different. Stockton fed the entire team, but it was mostly Malone. Magic was a tall yet slow point guard that enjoyed distributing the rock, but could score as well. Isaiah, to me, was a Westbrook of those times. Kerr was just a spot-up, shut-up, and knock-down point guard. Mark Jackson was traditional along with Jason Kidd, but you also had traditional point guards that played defense. Remember Gary Payton, the glove?
Yep.
Of course. Hell, Penny Hardaway was 6'7 at the one. I say that to say this. You have to have certain skill sets to be a point guard, and passing isn't one of them, or at least the highest set. Don't get me wrong. One of the traits of a point guard is the pass, but it's the vision and willingness to do so. You have to be able to handle the rock and know how to run an offense. The mindset, Curry and Kyrie mindset, isn't the pass first. And doesn't have to be that to be a point guard. Why? Look at the teams that are assembled. Curry is on a run and gun type of team. Kyrie plays with LeBron James, who we all know needs that type of player on his side. Kyrie just so happens to be a point guard. These point guards come in all shapes and sizes. They also have their strengths and weaknesses. It doesn't mean they're not a true point guard. That just means they're not an all-around point guard or don't need to be a traditional point guard because of what their role is. And I'm almost tired of the, can he make his players better? Nigga, sometimes you just have some sorry-ass teammates, period. So don't knock the player because of what some of the other greats do. They just do things greater in another area that this particular team needs. Shit, Kobe has been stubborn at times listening to us or the media and have 15 assists and 10 points. We know damn well we don't need that nigga passing that many damn times. But if Clay and one of those wingmen knock down 40-50% of the shots that came from Curry, his assists would be up. If J.R. Smith shoots high percentage shots and Shumpert stayed healthy and LeBron wasn't so damn good at the point guard spot, then Kyrie assists would be up. In some situations, you can't be that traditional point guard that we've seen in Utah. Rondo was a perfect example. He restocked and booked on passing first. In the meantime, I'm sure the team would be appreciative if he took the time to learn how to shoot a bit and help with scoring. It's not a joke or a myth when we say Rondo is that player indicating that he can't shoot. For me personally, being a scoring point guard is more dangerous. So like I said, you can be a point guard without the traditional flavors, but you better have something in the bag. Mm. Shout out, sir. Yeah, y'all yeah, appreciate going at that. It.
Well, because the thing that got me was Spirit was like, a shooter can't be a point guard. And I'm like, what? I'm like, so hold up. John Stockton can shoot. Well, like Mark Price can shoot.
Yep.
Scott Skiles can shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry can shoot. So that makes them not point guards? That don't make no sense. At least to me. I was like, that don't make no sense. So no. You'd rather have a point guard who can't shoot. So you want a Rondo.
Yeah, Michael Carter Williams is up.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, that didn't make sense to me. But no, the debate was fine.
No, it was good. I wanted to chime in on it when I was just at work, busy. I mean, I think it's a couple things. I think the league is now almost, in a sense, positionless. They want guys who can do multiple things. I mean, hell, they're trying to make the Greek Freak run point.
Yeah.
So it's almost, in this league, if you can handle the rock, you'll probably be running the offense at some point. I mean, you got, and a lot of the, you know, you got the star two guards like, when Kobe Bryant, I mean, you weren't having Derek Fisher run point. No. Give it to Kobe Bryant. Let him run the offense. Same with Dwayne Wade. Same with Scottie Pippen. Yep. I mean, you have that natural, like, LeBron James clearly has natural court vision and likes to pass.
Correct.
And I think that's in his nature to look for the pass. And I don't think a lot of point guards now are just they.
It's like not to, about that anymore.
No,
it's about scoring.
Yeah, and I think they just happen to be dudes who can. They're the best scorer on their team, so their team doesn't really want them or need them to distribute.
It's just a different era of basketball. I mean, me, I kind of prefer. I like a Chris Paulish type point guard. I mean, Chris Paul seems to be an extension of the coach on the floor. He can run the offense. You know, he plays defense. I mean, he can score when he needs to.
Yeah, I mean, I think if he was needed to score, he probably could. But clearly, he's great at setting. He works best.
He's a great setup.
Yeah, he works best when he's not like when the disparity between your one and two is great. Like, he needs, like, if he played with a guy who could score a lot of points, they'd be deadly.
Because, I mean, look at when he was in New Orleans, he was putting up stupid numbers.
He was. He feels like he's probably the last of the great traditional point guard. Yeah, who has just that inkling of pass first. So basically,
but also know when to take over the game.
Yeah. And at this point now, unfortunately, when we get to All-Star games, you're not going to have a dude who you just, you know, I used to love those All-Star games. We'd be like, oh, there's Jason Kidd, which means you're going to have four studs around and he's just going to be throwing oops all day.
Yep.
I was like, Kyrie Irving can't throw no alley-oop.
I mean, he can. We saw it. You saw that nice play he made in the, I think it was the Olympics.
Yeah.
Where he was falling down and he threw up the lob to KD. I mean, he can pass. He just chooses not to.
Yeah, that's just not his nature.
That's not his status.
You saw when before LeBron James was there.
And I mean, with Westbrook, to me, he's a shoot first guy. He racks up the assists because he has the ball in his hand so damn much.
Yeah. He can do that, but yeah, he's a score first guy.
He's a score first, I think.
No, I think as well. It's just, you know, like, it's, and really the biggest, I think, guy who really changed all this is Allen Iverson. Because Iverson was, you know, in the league. It's like, oh, he's six. He can run point. But you're like, yeah, but that's not his strength. His strength is not creating for others.
Yeah.
His strength is I'm going to the rack and I'm putting up 40.
I mean, Isaiah Thomas did that too.
Yeah. Isaiah Thomas knew, you know, but he, you know, he grew up in an era where you had to run the system.
Yeah.
It couldn't be like, all right, you go for 40 and we'll all just be here. Like, you need to get this dude. You need to get Dumar some shots. You need to get Vinny Johnson some shots.
Plus, his coach wasn't going to let, I mean, Chuck Daly just, you know.
He wasn't going to let him do all that.
He wasn't going to let him do that, yeah. But yeah, he had studs around him. Bill Laimbeer, Rick Mahorn. He didn't have to score all the damn points.
No, it was just, you knew he was probably going to be the lead scorer on the team, but he had to have a little bit, you know, something else going on. But man, it's crazy. But I mean, yeah, I mean, we back in this season, it's popping. I'm trying to think where should I begin? Hey, since we were talking about Spear, let's talk about your boy, since we're talking about Westbrook. He trying to average like 40 damn triple doubles this season.
Yes, he is. Oh, you knew he was going to go stupid once KD left.
Oh, yeah, he did. He had what? Against Philly, he had 32, 12, and 9. And then, shit, what? Against Phoenix, 51 points, 13 boards, 10 assists.
Jesus.
Although that was on 17 out of 44 shots. Like, oh, my God. 2 of 10 from 3.
There you go, Spirit. There's a non-shooter for you.
And then backed it up against the Lakers, 33 points, 12 rebounds, 16 assists. I mean, he gonna get a lot.
Yep.
That's what they need him to do.
He is going to have the ball in his hands all game long.
Yeah, he, like we said, I think he's front running for MVP just because there is no guy to take shine from him.
Yep.
And he is clearly the alpha dog on that squad. And if he can get him in the playoffs, I mean, especially if you get him to the top 4 or 5.
Yeah, if they get the 4th, 5th seed, he's MVP for sure.
He's trying to do what the big O did.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get a triple-double while averaging 30-plus points. Shit.
Hey, if he can pull off what the big O did, more power to him.
Yep. Then all of a sudden, it'll bump the big O out the conversation.
No, it will not.
For some people, like, oh, now we can officially stop talking about him.
No, you can't. You got to do it for 4 straight years.
Yeah, I'm happy with my Spurs so far. I know they took that L today.
Unfortunately. I mean, it was Utah Jazz there, scrappy team. Mm-hmm. They were just hitting.
But yeah, Kawhi Leonard coming out balling, had them first 2 games back-to-back, 35 steals. Oh, I was loving the opening night.
You know, I was
expecting, like, you know, I was expecting Golden State to probably actually win that game just because, you know, it's at home, first game. But Spurs came out with some energy.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi Leonard just ripping cats. Like, let's go, my nigga, let's go.
Who is this big dude off the bench they playing now?
You know, you're talking about
name starts with a D.
Yeah, Detson. I can't remember. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Yeah, he played for Orlando last year.
Of course he did. See, Teddy D? You see Teddy D? He had a good player, now you let him go to the Spurs, now he's playing even better.
Oh, well, you know, they got everybody in there over there. They didn't have no room for him.
Of course not, because they had to play Bismack Biyombo.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, you know, Kawhi had 30 again tonight. Damn.
He's balling, dude.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna be in the mix for sure.
Mm-hmm. No question.
Yeah, I hope he does something. I mean, I guess the Braves is the thing. Allen Iverson was his favorite player back in the day. I don't know.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know, But they, you know, Spurs is right. They're giving Jonathan Simmons. Oh, he started tonight.
Who'd they rest?
I guess they didn't rest. They didn't rest anybody.
Oh, wow. Very shocking.
Yeah, it just didn't. It was just Leonard and Aldridge, and that was it. That's all right. But yeah, I want to see more Jonathan Simmons. And then once Danny Green back, we can get the rotation set. But yeah, I'm happy. Patty Mills, some more Anderson, no Ginobili. Let's go.
And then, shout out to you, Kmart. Our Bulls are 3-0, baby.
Hey man, the Bulls looking all right so far.
Ooh, and wallop the last two teams. With the shit out of the Indiana Pacers and the Brooklyn Nets. Beat that ass.
No, I'm like,
that chemistry is, that chemistry looking mighty nice right now.
Yeah, no, D-Wade got that, had to cough up that dough for that that slow thrash.
On this damn PC society, I'm like, you know what? Can't do nothing. You can't show no emotion no more. You start showing emotion, fine. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, unless you like DeMarcus Cousins, who just on the opposite end showing too damn much.
But I love what I'm seeing from Chicago. D-Wade has taken on the leadership role of the team. He seems like he knows he's not the D-Wade of his prime. He knows he's starting to get towards the end of the career, and he kind of embraces, you know, Jimmy Butler as the guy.
Yep.
And Rondo has so far, knock on wood, has kept his head on straight. And he's just dishing the ball well. You know, he's not forcing shots. He's kind of taking them when he has them available. But, you know, I'm like, at this point, we don't necessarily need him to score like that.
Nah, you just need to be him. You just need him to be aggressive.
Yep. And run the offense.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and they're pushing the pace, man, which is what Frank Hoiberg wanted to do last year. And yeah, they're not running so much ISO anymore. They're moving the ball, which is beautiful to see.
Yeah, you got enough people on there. You got to give them opportunities.
Yep.
Talking about Golden State. You know, we heard Draymond come out about feeling like his team getting punked. Guys trying to get physical. I'm like, well, yo, you a finesse team. I don't take finesse as being like a negative term. I was like, y'all a scoring ass team. You're not like Thibodeau's Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, you're not a grinded out type team. That's just not your style, and there's nothing wrong with that. But sit here and complain, at least it comes off as complaining that people are getting physical and they trying to punk us. I'm like, dude, you have no intimidators anymore. You lost both of them in Festus Ezeli and Andrew Bogut. So you have nobody in the paint now who people are going to be like, at first last year was like, I don't know if I really want to go to the hole because you're going to get your shit thrown. Now it's like, I can go to the hole all I want.
Yeah, like, what are you afraid of? I mean, Draymond can play some defense, but depending on who he's
not
guarding.
A shot blocker like that either.
Nope.
Plus, I mean, defensively, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if they're just, their rotations just aren't good enough for what it is, but they're just giving up so many points per game right now. They're giving up, I think, over 100.
Yeah, I believe so. Yep. Opponents' points per game for them, 111.
Jesus Christ.
And they gave up what to Portland today? 104.
That's what I'm saying. You can't keep winning like that. You just keep allowing the Portland to score over 100 points. You can't keep winning that way.
It's going to be tough. You trade out a lot of pieces. You kind of got to start building up again.
Yep.
So I'm not one of them. Like, they can take a couple losses now. That's fine. I mean, you know, we know how folk get. We seen it over in Miami. Oh, this team about to win 78 games. Then they go 9-8. See?
They ain't good. I told you they wasn't going to be good. Yeah. I told you they wasn't going to be that good. And they had a win in the damn finals.
Right. They 9-8. Are they going to make it to the finals? Like, it's 9-8. 20 games. Shit. So yeah, I mean, they're gonna take their lumps. I mean, you're changing the system. You cannot bring in a guy like a Kevin Durant and just like, well, we'll play the same exact way we played. We'll just have Kevin Durant. And I was like, no. You mean MVP 30-point a game, Kevin Durant? He a role player? You just want him to do what Harrison Barnes did? No.
Right.
We need to get him some shots.
It's just going to be an adjustment just because he was used to being, at least at worst, the number two guy. And now you got other dudes and you got to get involved.
Yeah. And James Harden's still putting up crazy numbers on that weak team.
Will you stop with the Harden?
I can't.
Ladies and gentlemen, James Harden is putting up unbelievable offensive numbers, but once again, they're allowing like 1,000 points a game. Like you can't keep winning this way. You got to play some semblance of defense, and with Mike Anthony on that bench, it ain't happening.
No, they're gonna have to dig in somewhere. I know they lost to the Cavs tonight.
Of course they did.
It was close, but you know.
Yeah, because they scored 120, and their opponent scores 130. That's just what they do.
Yeah, James Harden goes for 41, 15 assists, 7 boards, 13 to 20, 10 to 14 from the line. But that, I mean, the next
what dude, were his defensive? What were his defensive stats? How many steals?
Well, let's look at on the other side. You had now if we're saying he running point. If he guarded Kyrie Irving on the other side, went for 32.
Oh Jesus. Here we go. So whoever goes up against James Harden, I guess they drop in 30.
If you good enough, I'm sure you will. Hey, I got him in the hoopla league, so I'm just like, keep giving me them scores, bruh.
Oh yeah. Shout out to Mama G and Storm. I got your boy in the hoopla league too. I'm like, LeBron, come on down, baby. Keep giving me triple doubles. Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm. Slowly putting it in. And I'm seeing the Pelican 0-4.
How is it that Anthony Davis puts up these stupid numbers and y'all can't win a game? Like, oh my God. I get so frustrated with these leagues nowadays sometimes with these players. It's like you got a dude dropping 51 and like 15 boards and blocks and all this. And you still can't win? Y'all suck. God, your supporting cast is weak.
Yeah, he has no help. I saw them to me, and they were like, Anthony Davis looking around like, somebody help. I mean, Frazier's played has been like they best other guy.
Like, pretty much.
Tim Frazier, shit, where you come from?
Because Omer Sheik has been doo-doo.
Yep. But yeah, I'm looking at his line. Yeah, he had the opening night where he went for 50, 15 boards, 5 assists, 4 blocks, 5 steals.
And you still lost.
Yeah, shot 500, 16, 17 from the line, lost. Golden State, which you knew they were going to lose. He puts up 45 and 17.
Jesus, man.
San Antonio only scores 18. All right. Then Milwaukee today, 35, 15, 3 blocks, 3 steals.
And they still lost.
17 to 18 from the line. Yep, and they lost.
Jesus Christ, like, I know he's probably like, I'm glad I got the money, but damn.
Give me some help, shit.
Jesus Christ, like, y'all can't do nothing.
Like, you need to suck enough to get a pick, a high pick.
Seriously, like, it would be, now you know it would be lovely. Seeing him playing with Chris Paul, that'd be lovely.
Ooh, that would be lovely.
That would be ridiculous, but it ain't gonna happen. That's a pipe dream, so
yeah, man.
It is what it is.
Oh man, it's been. It's early. We'll see what they do. Injury front, you had Jared Sullinger out 2 to 3 months, recovering from foot surgery. And for the Bulls, Michael Carter Williams out 3 to 4 weeks with a knee bruise.
Yeah, we don't need that. But that means Denzel Valentine got to step it up. The rookie got to step it up.
Yeah, luckily, you know, you got some depth in the guard position. So y'all pretty good.
Yep.
And then, you know, it was extension. You know, that extension date was coming up. And some folk got some.
Show me the money.
You know some folks got paid.
You damn right.
Dennis Schroeder, Hawks gave him 4 years, $70 million extension. Jazz gave Rudy Gobert a 4 year, $102 million extension.
Damn.
Timberwolves, now that Teddy D, Gorg Jen, 4 years, $64 million.
That's actually a very reasonable deal. And he's been playing very well this season.
Yeah, he has been. And then Oklahoma City, and now some contracts, gave Victor Oladipo 4 year, $84 million extension, and Steven Adams 4 year, $100 million.
Jeez,
Steven Adams got to be loving it, because I'm like, you really, I mean, giving $100 million to, because you're like, what is his thing?
He broke out in the playoffs.
Yeah, he's a role player.
Well, he's a role player who they're hoping and banking that. Well, I mean, it's like I tweeted out to Hoopla. It's like you were seeing what some of these centers were getting on the open market this past free agency. You're like, I'm not really shocked like that. Is he better than Mozgov?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what else to tell you. Mozgov set the bar.
Yeah, but that's 4 years,
60-something.
But you see, we didn't come with a quick yes. Because you're like, he's good, but this is like you giving $25 million to a guy who's not an all-star. He's a good player.
Well, I guess
player.
They're banking on the fact that since Kevin Durant is out, his play is going to improve offensively. He's going to improve. I mean, he showed some flashes in the playoffs. No, and he's always been a good defender.
Yeah, he's a glue guy to that team. You know, folk, you know, guys like him. I mean, but this is part of the reason that, you know, right after that today, Thunder traded Ersan Ilyasova in the conditional first round pick, I believe it's in 2020, to Philly for Jeremy Grant. Like, yo, you just signed him. You gave Russell Westbrook an extension over the summer. Last year, you paid Enes Kanter. I mean, yeah, you got to. Gotta spread the money around.
Yeah, gotta make some moves, and we'll see. Jeremy Grant he's shown some flashes with Philly, but again, it's Philly, so we can't compare that to actually being on a contending team, but I think he can be a nice piece for them.
Yeah, no, I think so. And much love to Ray Allen. He is officially retiring.
Jesus is gone. Jesus Shuttlesworth is no longer here, folks. For those of y'all who don't know, that's the He Got Game reference. But, I mean, Ray Allen, somebody tweeted out some highlights of him earlier. And it was like, Ray Allen is not just a three-point shooter. And they were just showing his old days when he was with Milwaukee, just yamming on fools.
Oh, yeah, he had that nice game, but he could shoot like nobody business. But that fool, he was a scorer.
I remember when he was at UConn.
Yeah, he was killing it then.
Killing fools. God, and Minnesota will always regret trading Stephon like, Marbury.
Because it's like Marbury and KD had a good two, three-year run, and that was it.
Yep.
But you're just like, bug. If you had a guy who could spread the floor like that,
and the ironic thing is KG ended up playing and winning the title with Ray Allen later on in his career.
I know. Like,
you're like, dude, if y'all were together with Googs, oh my God. They probably would have, KG would have probably won one with Minnesota.
Man, if they had Ray Allen, at least it would have been like, maybe I could have got to see a real fucking matchup with he and Duncan.
Mm.
But you'd at least have like, this dude can flat out score.
Yep.
No off the court drama, none of that.
God, he had handles too. He had all around game, man.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Allen was a beast. God, Ray Allen was a beast. I know most people were going to remember him for later on in his career and being a 3-point threat, but I hope y'all go and check out some of his older clips. He was a fucking beast.
Yeah, when he was playing with Milwaukee beast. And Seattle, he was killing.
Still part of what I consider to be the greatest draft class in recent memory.
Yeah,
that draft class was ridiculous.
That thing was sick.
AI, Marcus Camby, Sharif, him, Marbury, like shoot, Steve Nash. Like that draft class was fucking amazing.
That shit was, man. Yeah, man. Basketball, what?
Basketball.
Crazy. I can't wait to just sit back and enjoy. It's just hard watching stuff. It's like, oh, it's a game on. Oh. Lakers playing. Well, turn that on.
I know, and it's only 3 games in. You're like, oh my God, there's so much more to go.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And do we have a ABC watch?
Yes, we do. Thanks for reminding me. Let me pull the man up.
I can't even lie, Spirit and Storm. I considered conceding, but I ain't going to concede yet. I ain't going to go there.
He was ready.
Because he kept getting these DNPs coaches decisions. I'm like, dude, if he's not going to play, then what do you want me to do?
Yeah, I'm like,
but past couple games, he's gotten some time. So let's see where it goes from there.
Let's see. Anthony Bennett. Yeah, I got to make sure I got this set up. Since we're going to be doing this all season. Opening night, Wednesday at Boston, DNP.
DNP, coach's decision. Yep.
The only dude to get a DNP.
That's what made it worse.
Then Friday versus Indiana, DNP, coach's decision.
Oh, my God.
Then Saturday at Milwaukee, 18 minutes, 9 points, 2 assists, 1 rebound. 3-9 from the field, all right. And then yesterday versus your Bulls, 12 minutes, 7 points, 1 rebound, 1 steal.
He'll start getting some time.
Yeah, so at this point he's averaging 8 points, a rebound, and assists.
Oh, he got to bring up them boards.
Yeah, he got to get more than that. I'm like, shit, man, you are 4. They playing you like a 4. You got to get some boards up in him.
Yep.
But that's it. That's for the Anthony Bennett watch. Make sure I mean, that's going to be all season long. It's just going to be jokes.
Yep.
So I'm like, all right, 18, 12. Okay, get 10 minutes consistently. Then we can work from there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can hear Spirit on the other side.
He is laughing right now.
He's like, nigga, you asking the number one pick to get 10 minutes? He's trash.
Yeah, I guess Spirit, like, y'all proving my point right now.
I guess we didn't say he wasn't trash.
I've never said he wasn't
trash. He the biggest trash of all number one trash.
I have said he was not deserving of being the number one pick. It would be different if expectations were like up here and he just was doing this. I'm like, expectations were down here.
Hey, I'll put it like this. When the season's over, I will come up with my top 5 worst number one picks ever.
I agree. I'm going to do the same.
And we'll see where he ain't at the top slot, but he could get there. I won't deny that. He if he wanted.
God, I hope he don't want it that bad.
No, I hope he don't want it that bad either. All right, quickly moving on. College football, man, there was some good games this past weekend.
Yep.
Michigan. Number 2, Michigan smacking on Michigan State, 32-23. Clemson going into Florida State, number 12 Florida State, winning 37-34. Mm. Them Huskies, number 4, going into number 17, Utah, winning 31-24.
Yes, sir.
Some of them upsets. Number 7, Nebraska, goes into Wisconsin and loses to number 11, Wisconsin, in overtime, 23-17. Texas, shout out Charlie Strong. Every now and then he be pulling something out.
Yep.
Beats number 8, Baylor, 35-34.
Mm.
Number 10, West Virginia, gets knocked out like Oklahoma State, 37-20.
A lot of upsets.
Mm, Boise State, number 13, lost to unranked Wyoming, 30-28.
Hey, shout out to Wyoming. They ain't been good since 1964.
Damn. And then number 18, Tennessee, lost to South Carolina.
That ain't surprising.
24-21.
Tennessee is underachieving.
But shockingly, you know, now we have a new ranking. This is officially college football playoff.
Mm-hmm. And how many fucking SEC teams are in the top 4?
Yeah, let's see. And then let's see what they decide to do. So I can read it, because you know I'm about to. This is on some bullshit.
I mean, the top 3 are pretty much self-explanatory. They're pretty much set.
Yeah, the college football playoff top 10. Alabama number 1.
Yep.
Clemson number 2.
Yep.
Michigan number 3. Oh, okay. All right. Number that 4.
That all makes sense.
Texas Washington? A&M. The hell?
Get the fuck out of here. Didn't they lose to Alabama? Come on, man. See, this is what we're talking about. This is what we're talking about. The commissioners of that damn committee, they hate so hard on the West Coast and the Pac-12. They just don't want us in.
Yeah, so basically it's like Aggies what? Lost to Alabama 33-14 2 weeks ago. Played 4 ranked opponents just because of their conference. Huskies 8-0 after last weekend's win at Utah. But that's only their second win. I'm like, come on. I'm like, wait a minute. So we go into, we number 4 on the AP poll, go on the road to a ranked team and win. And Texas A&M was 9th. And they leapfrogging Washington. Fuck y'all, man.
Yeah, for real. That's that SEC bias right there, as usual. It's par for the course.
Yeah, I was like, come on.
Well, you know, if they had it their way, they'd have 4 SEC teams in that bitch.
Oh, you know they would.
Where's ridiculous.
It does not make sense.
Nah, I don't get it.
Makes no sense at all.
I mean, of course, it's like, oh, well, SEC, they play. Like, look, every season it's like the SEC got like 12 damn teams ranked.
Yep.
And at the end of the season, it's 2.
Well, they always cancel each other out. I'm like, nigga, please.
So basically now if Washington go undefeated, it don't matter because we got to have 2 SEC teams in.
Of course. I'm at every conference going to get somebody except for the Pac-12. That's just hate.
Now, especially if the Pac-12 goes all the way, wins the Pac-12. If they win, like we won our conference, all of that, and we undefeated, fuck all that.
Exactly.
Oh, well, look, they won law. Like, did they win that conference? No? Then you can't be in. Forget y'all.
Period. Man. That's funny.
And then they had, after that, we had Washington's 5, Ohio State is 6, Louisville 7th, Wisconsin 8, Auburn 9, Nebraska 10.
A lot of Big Ten and SEC teams, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know how it goes. So that's the ranking that officially matters. Like, okay, all right. I know Baylor was going to love hearing this because I had seen this. I was like, I had to bring it up. I know he's been out the last 2 games. However, UCLA quarterback Josh Rosen expected to miss the rest of the season with the shoulder injury.
Oh, my God. There you go, LJ. Talk your shit.
Oh, man, that is crazy. Hey, so like we said before, it is coming down to the final game. Cubs, Indians, Game 7, somebody's city is going to be tore the fuck up because they won, and somebody's city going to be tore the fuck up because they lost.
Yep.
And one of them going to be thugs, and the other one is just going to be okay because they ain't won in 800 years.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I personally was happy because I was like, yo, if the Cubs get swept at home, I was like, dude, you cannot lose 4-1 and then lose all your home games.
Nah.
So, this is going to be good.
Yeah, I might have to watch that game. I ain't going to lie, I haven't really been watching the World Series like that. With football and basketball and everything going on, I'm like, yeah, it can wait. But since there is a Game 7 for the World Series, I might actually sit down and watch the game.
Oh, yeah. Hey, quickly, because I had it on here but forgot to bring it up. How many games you think Rick Pitino going to get since he's, failing to monitor the team?
I'd say 10.
Yeah, about that.
I think it'll hit double digits.
Yeah, and they may do the same thing they did with Boeheim. Like, you're getting like 9 conference games.
Yep.
You ain't getting these little cookie cutter games.
Plus, this ain't the first time Rick Pitino's been in any kind of hot water. I mean, it happens.
Yeah, and I mean, the school punishes. This is why the school punishes itself ahead of time.
Yep. So to try to lessen the load.
Yeah, when they get their findings, like, oh, well, you know, y'all did punish yourselves already, so we going to leave y'all alone. Like, all right, cool, we can get in.
I think the NC2A this time might be like, I'm reading through that. F y'all. Y'all getting maximum punishment.
Oh, man. All right, man, since I know we running, let's hop into these. First off, 5 minutes with Grandpa. What Grandpa venting about now?
I'm not really venting too much today. I'm going to channel my inner nerd real quick. And I got to give shout-outs to Marvel, man. I finished the Daredevil series. Oh, my God, dude. I am so freaking ready for The Punisher and Daredevil 3. And, oh, man, there's just so much coming out. Doctor Strange is coming out. I just saw a little clip for the Thor, the Ragnarok.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, oh, my God. I am hyped. I am geeked. But those of y'all who ain't seen the Daredevil series, I really, truly encourage everybody to watch it. The writing is awesome. The acting is very good. And the Punisher is fucking amazing. That's all I can say. Punisher is Punisher how Punisher was supposed to be in all them weak ass movies they made. Like, I'm like, this is who the Punisher was supposed to be. This I don't give a fuck attitude. I'm killing everybody and anything in my way. Like, that is the Punisher you need to see. So, I mean, the writing and everything was brilliant. I'm trying to catch up on my Jessica Jones right now. And then I'm going to probably rewatch Luke Cage all over again, just so I can see all of that together. There's just so much coming out, and I must say I'm very pleased, very very pleased with the Marvel series that they have on Netflix. They have been amazing. And then at some point I am going to hop into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. just because I know they got my boy Ghost Rider, even though it isn't the Ghost Rider I grew up with. It's Robbie Reyes. It's a different kind of Ghost Rider, but nonetheless, Ghost Rider has always and forever been my favorite comic book character. So I'm like, I might have to just start watching this too.
Yeah.
But that's all I got, man. Shout out to Marvel because they are doing the damn thing right now. They got the comics on lock.
Yeah, they do. They got the comics, all them shows. Like, they are killing television.
Yes, they are. And it is really worth it because, whew. Did you finish Luke Cage?
I mean, I seen the end. I just haven't. It's hard to. I need to go in and like watch all of them.
You got to binge watch it.
Yeah, from beginning to end. Like, I seen clips and pieces, and when my wife watches it, I'm like, it's hard now because I'm like, I'm in the West World now.
So you seen the end?
Yeah, I seen the end.
You saw when he fought his brother.
No, I did not. See? I missed all. See?
Then you ain't seen the end.
See? I ain't seen everything.
See, you gotta get into that. And then Daredevil, they got Elektra in it. And
yeah, I said the Daredevil is shit.
Yes. And the Punisher is the bomb. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, I cannot wait.
Yeah, they've been doing a damn thing, man. I'm loving all they've been putting out is just making that time.
Mm-hmm. And then eventually when, because they showed a little teaser trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like, what's it called with Thanos? With the Infinity Stones? Oh, my God.
Yeah, they, I'm like, how long y'all wrote this shit out, like 10 years ago? Like, we going to have all this shit culminate.
And it's going to be so fucking awesome. I can't wait, dude.
Yeah, I think I'm going to shoot Black Panther starting in a few months.
I forgot about that. That's what I'm saying, man. See, this, I'm telling you, I'm channeling my inner nerd right now. I'm loving this stuff right now.
Nah, I feel you, man. I feel you on that. Because it gets a noise for it all its own, which is what we going get into right now. Get into the thing. So, as you know, we start off with the Noise Awards.
Noise.
All right. I have a few. First one, shout out to my boy, The Claw, Kawhi Leonard. Now owns the record for most wins over his first 300 games, 235. Passing Byron Scott, who had 231.
Mm.
Let's go. Keep racking them. Get another ring.
Yes, sir.
Also related to the Spurs, shout out to HEB, who I hadn't really realized. I think they're like a farmer's market or I guess a Sprouts kind of store out in Texas. Mm-hmm. And they do commercials with the Spurs. Them joints is hilarious.
Oh, really?
And they got one, and I was like, they're showing Kawhi Leonard, and Kawhi Leonard was smiling. And I'm like, what? Kawhi Leonard's smiling? That's what he looked like?
It probably looks so weird.
It does look weird because he don't be smiling a lot. I mean, they had one where it was like Tim Duncan going into the retire spot for Spurs.
Oh, damn.
With Sean Elliott and Bruce Bowen. And, of course, the Admiral and the Iceman. Them commercials is funny. So I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to watch those. We didn't get to mention in the NFL. But shout out to two longtime Texan players, both officially retiring, Arian Foster and Andre Johnson.
Yeah.
Arian Foster was just like, oh, dude getting on my run? All right, I'm out.
Yep.
It was right after Jai. He was like, I'm back. I'm healthy. I don't get to carry the rock. Oh, this thing gets 200 yards back-to-back? Okay, I see what it is. Yeah, I'm ready.
Yep.
Man, Foster, I mean, for that period of time, about 5-6 years in Houston, man, he was like a beast. Trucking everybody, man.
And them Gary Kubiak years.
Mm-hmm. And on that other side, Andre Johnson.
He was one of the best receivers in his prime for a while.
Yeah, I think he's past 10,000 yards. I think he's top 10 in yards and catches. You just wish these guys had a chance to play in some serious, meaningful playoff games.
I was about to say, I compare him somewhat to Megatron just because I'm like, as good as they were, they never really get to the playoffs. And you're like, dude, if we could have just seen y'all in playoffs, that would have been great. Because Andre Johnson was a beast and put up stupid numbers.
He's just like, damn, how come they could just never give you like an above average quarterback?
Right. You playing with David Carr and Matt Schaub. And I'm like, you still putting up these numbers? That shows how good you are, sir.
That need to be a lesson for fucking the Colts. Like, they never had a line that could pass block at all.
Nope. Like, I think Derek Carr, he had the record. I think he got sacked like 70-something times as a rookie, I want to say.
Yeah, it was something ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
You were like, you got number one pick. We can't block.
Oh, boy.
That would be, that's all I got.
All right, for sure. So for my first, what the fuck? I mean, well, excuse me, my first Norse award. Shout out to my boy Cam. And I ain't talking about Cam Newton. I'm talking about one of my homies. He sent me the clip of Eminem. He was spitting, I guess, about Donald Trump and the elections and everything. And whew, Slim Shady, boy, he came with it. So I'm gonna pass that on to Chris, and hopefully y'all get a chance to listen to it. It was good. M was going in. I was like, okay, Eminem, you seem to be back, sir.
Dang.
And then last one I got, which I thought was pretty cool, Rob Manfred, the new MLB commissioner who replaced Bud Selig, has decided that he is going, after the World Series, he will be meeting with Indians ownership to discuss the Indian logo that they have, and talks about changing it. So I guess he was on Mike and Mike, and he said, and I quote, "Well, I understand that particular logo is offensive to some people, and I understand why. On the other side of the coin, you have a lot of fans that have history and are invested in the symbols of the Indians. I think that after the World Series, at an appropriate point in time, Mr. Dolan, Larry Dolan, the owner of the Cleveland Indians, and I have agreed, we'll have a conversation about what should happen with that particular logo going forward." So I guess there is talk of them just changing it to the C that they have. For Cleveland, and as opposed to the actual Indian face, which you know, I thought was kind of cool, because I'm like, yeah, I'm like, there was all this hoopla and talk about, no pun intended, about you know, the Washington Redskins logo. There really hasn't been much made about, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs or the Cleveland Indians. So I'm glad to see that it is still something that they're being discussed. And as my wife said, with a lot of this, especially considering yesterday was Halloween and you got people who do dress as quote unquote Native Americans, my wife is like, that's not a fucking costume. That's a heritage.
Yeah. Folk don't get it.
Yep. So I was like, you know, shout out to Rob Manfred, who seems to be trying to at least make some change for the better. So. Shout out to him.
Yeah, I remember when, I don't remember when it was, maybe just because I don't watch baseball a whole lot, or when they show it, you know, like for the playoffs. But at some point I was like, where the hell did the C come from? I mean, I saw it a little bit, but you started noticing, I started seeing that C a whole lot more for the Indians. And I'm like, did they get rid of the Indians? But a lot, they don't really put it on as much stuff as they used to. And, you know, sometimes got a chance. I remember when, you know, they changed the Bullets to the Wizards, and you're like, what?
And it says here in the article, it says, during the ALCS, an Indigenous activist in Canada filed a request for an injunction to disallow the use of the team name and Chief Wahoo logo while the Indians were playing the Blue Jays in Toronto. Yeah. They said the injunction was denied, but people... It ain't even just in Cleveland. It's like people all over the place want to see that shit changed.
Yeah, and I can see the logo being a thing. I mean, part of the Redskins name is, it's the name.
Yeah.
That's like, well, I mean, because, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs, they don't have, it's just a straight up.
Just the arrowhead.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's a lot of it sensitive, so I understand.
Yep. And that's all I got. All
right. Hopefully let's end on some funny stuff. Maybe. But let's see what we dropping.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
Alright, what you got?
Alright, yeah, these are kind of funny. So, the first one I got was just, I couldn't believe this when I saw it. So, the World Series tickets, ladies and gentlemen, were expensive as hell. So, game one, how much do you think the cheapest tickets were?
The cheapest ticket? It's in Cleveland. $1,200.
So, the cheapest ticket back on October 24th was $3,570.
Oh, damn.
Now, mind you, Cleveland was up 3-1, and some people thought the World Series is over. how much do you think the ticket price dropped to?
$1,500.
So on October 29th, the cheapest tickets found were $802. That price plummeted after the 3-1 deficit, but I'm assuming now that it is a game seven, that price is back up over the $4,000 probably.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm assuming that joint probably five plus now.
Like, because this is it.
If you are season, well, if you're season ticket holder, you going.
Yeah.
If you don't feel like it, you like, I got two tickets in this seat, 20,000.
Yeah. I'm scalping tickets.
Yeah, because you could be like, I'm watching history.
Exactly. Oh, that's funny. And then next, what the fuck moment. Max Scherzer, the pitcher for the Washington Nationals, sticking with baseball. He did one of the greatest things that some pitchers have never done. He has thrown two career no-hitters. So with that being said, you know, they keep the jersey and everything. They, you know, they try not to really do anything to it. You try to keep the moment. Just keep it in the moment.
Right.
Well, Max Scherzer's wife was doing a little house cleaning, and she saw a jersey that was quote-unquote dirty, and Max Scherzer found that shit in the garbage.
Oh, damn.
So she was kind of sorting through memorabilia and came across the jersey, not knowing it was one of the no-hitter jerseys, and she kind of just threw it in the garbage.
Damn.
Funny thing is, Max Scherzer, he sent out a tweet and it said, look, I found some quote unquote dirty purses.
Oh.
Hashtag just doing house chores.
Oh.
And he threw one of her purses in the trash. So I'm like, buddy, as a married man, you better get that thing put somewhere safe.
Yeah, that was funny. Like,
especially if you got a wife who's cleaning the house, yeah, she could mistake that easily for something that just needs to be tossed.
This is my personal stuff.
Yeah.
That's my high school jersey. Don't be tossing that.
Oh, man. Last but not least, Mama G, I apologize in advance. I am taking a shot at your 49ers because they said something very stupid. So Aaron Lynch, the linebacker for the 49ers, he has a lot of confidence in his teammates and himself. After they lost to the Buccaneers and were 1-6, he had this to say. We possibly have one of the best teams in the NFL. Easily. Hands down. We just need to know how to finish, how to keep finishing games and work together throughout the whole game. I was asked to follow up on his statement, and he said, we show it in the beginning of games. We just need to come out and finish games. We have easily the best team in our conference, for sure, hands down. I'm not even going to think twice about it. I know we have the best team. We just have to come together as one unit, and once we do that, we'll be fine. Nigga, what? That weed in San Francisco is good. I see why Alden Smith was high all the damn time.
Man, he took a hit. He thinking this 3 years ago. You still thinking, what's the name coaching him?
I'm sitting here like, you're easily the best team in your conference. Okay, dude. I guess when you suck like that, you can just say whatever you want because nobody's going to pay attention anyway.
Right. Let's be like, okay, yeah. I'm glad you got confidence in your squad.
I'm sure a reporter was like, wait, repeat that? Good God Almighty. That's all I got. I was just like, nigga, what?
Oh, that's funny. I'm glad you're confident in yourself.
Are you sure you're not high right now?
We got the best, not in the division, in the conference. Like,
in the conference. We're the best team in the NFC. Oh, okay, bro. Yeah. Historically, yes, probably.
Yeah. Not too long ago, yes.
Not right now, bro.
Definitely not right now.
That's all I got.
All right, I got a couple, and then I'm going to end with one of our folks said one in. One of them is, I'm tired of, I saw this, somebody did a poll, and apparently they felt that the highest thought of the reason for the low ratings with the NFL is because of all the damn protesting. Get out of here with that shit to me. I was like, have you seen what you scheduled on Thursday night?
Yeah.
Have you seen what y'all scheduled on Monday night?
Yeah.
Like, Thursday night is off full.
Yeah.
The best game you had on Thursday night was opening night.
Yep.
They will give you a solid team, maybe, on a Thursday. You ain't getting two. You know, like, you put the marquee game where it's nothing on, I can't watch Red Zone, and you give me bull crap.
Yep.
I was like, you got a lot going on. Of course, now you got World Series. You got the election that everybody can't wait for to be over.
And then you heard Trump came out and basically said Colin Kaepernick is the reason ratings are down. I just can't stand that, man.
Somebody was like, you know why ratings are down? I can tell you two words. Red Zone. Like, yep. I'm not like, dude, first of all, I'm watching Red Zone. I don't see any of that stuff. It's just like, get to the game. I'm not watching who's sitting standing for national anthem. Dude, I'm rushing the TV so I can see these games. I ain't looking to see. That's what I said before. Oh, has the game started? Oh, it hasn't. All right, let me go to the bathroom.
I can give you two more words as to why the ratings are down. Quarterback play.
Yep.
Brock Osweiler, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Ryan Tannehill. You know, some of these quarterbacks are just not very good. Once you get past the elite quarterbacks, your Andrew Luck, your Drew Brees, your Tom Brady's, and so on and so forth, the quarterback play has not been good. Even some of like the dudes who were good, you know, a couple years ago. Andy Dalton has not played up to par.
Nope.
Tyrod Taylor has not been as good as he was last year. There's just a quarterback play across the board has been terrible. And I told Chris this earlier. I read an article that basically said the offensive line play in the NFL has dropped dramatically. And the reason for that has been in college, they're not really teaching these kids the normal techniques and everything that they used to teach them due to the spread offenses and the run options and all that. They're not playing traditional offenses. So when these dudes get to the league with traditional offenses, they basically have to be retaught everything all over again. And it kind of hampers their ability to pick up stuff real quick. So it's just across the board, the product just isn't as good as it used to be. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah, y'all hit some bumps. I mean, I'm sure there are some people because of national anthem protests who are maybe not tuning in all the time.
Yes.
But if they're football heads, they may be mad, like, all right, I'm going to come back later. But if it's a squad, they're going to watch it.
Yep.
I don't buy that shit.
I don't know.
Other one, shout out to you, BTG and LJ. These Raiders set the record for most penalties in a game with 23. Look, I don't know what it is with penalties in the Raiders, but ever since I was a kid, it seemed like every decade, penalties and Raiders go together like ketchup and fries, like peanut butter, jelly, pancake, syrup. every year. You're like, wait. And this is like, they lead the league in penalties. Like, what? They lead the league in penalties again?
Yeah, I think I heard Herm Edwards say they have like 86 or something like that.
Yeah, you're like, dude, y'all lead the league in penalties like all the time. All the damn time. Like, y'all led the league in penalties for 80 some odd years total. Like, it seemed like it is. In the 90s, it was like, yo, they can't stop penalizing themselves.
Yep, same in the 2000s.
Yeah, I'm like, y'all still do this? With a whole new crop of players and coaches and everything. And you still be leading the league in penalties. What the fuck? And you wonder why you ain't going nowhere.
Oh, man. They're going to be like, not this year.
Yeah, like, look, you can say, I can say, Denver defense ain't that great. I mean, excuse me, Denver's offense is not that great. Mm-hmm. You give that team 23 penalties, you ain't winning.
Yeah, against us, that ain't happening. You ain't winning.
You get 20 penalties against the Broncos, you ain't winning. The defense going to get your ass up. You ain't doing nothing. All these damn false starts, holding.
I think they had like back-to-back 12 men on the field, too. It was like, really?
You going to get Derek Carr hurt. Hey, put that nigga in 3rd and 15. All right.
Von Miller, pin your ears back.
Coming for that ass.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I saw that like, nigga, what? Because what's going to happen? I want my son to be 18. Be watching football. And the Raiders lead the league in penalties. Like, oh, my God. Are you serious? Still.
Oh, man. My son's going to be 1 year old, 2 years old. What's that yellow flag? Oh, that's the Raiders flag. That's just typical Raiders flag.
Just put a pirate on this shit. Here, y'all got these special ones. And the last one, Kmart sent this in. DeMarcus Cousins in tonight's game, who we playing versus Miami, entered the fourth quarter with zero fouls. Mm-hmm. He exits the game with 30 seconds left and 6 fouls.
Jesus Christ. And I think he got a 3rd or 4th technical tonight.
God, dude. Yeah, I saw the other one. Like, stop, man. He just run all the way down. Like, dude, they're not going to let you do that either. Yes, you can't get mad immediately, but you can't just, I'm going to just run away. I'm going to jump in the stand, throw my mouthpiece. I know he still ain't learned. I know they got a new coach. Things looking good and all that, but they stupid. I'm sorry. At this point, you should have traded him. You should have traded him this past summer.
Mm.
Because I'm looking. Because now if you're like, you know what? We got 1 year left. We want to trade him. Well, you ain't getting nothing now.
Yeah, you ain't getting max value for him.
They'd be like, oh, he got a year left, and he can be a free agent. Nah, I'm straight. I'll just wait.
Yep.
But, oh my God.
Is funny.
I'm going to have to watch that again because he's just running around the court, but shit. Hey, man, shout out to everybody tuning in. Thank you for checking us out. Another episode, Brothers Limit Sports Happy Hour, Black Is Network. I know it's another one that's over 2 hours. We here tired. Thank y'all for hanging in with us. Make sure you're checking us out on the website, blackisonline.com. You can also listen to us via iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, RSS, anywhere you listen to podcasts, you can find us there. We're on iPhone, we're on Android, all them spots. If y'all want to get at us, you want to chime in with any sports talk, basketball, football, college, you know, all your, like you said, y'all fake Cubs fans, you know, come out, talk about how you was happy the Cubs win. If they win, you know, LeBron James, he gonna think he a Cleveland fan if they win tomorrow, but he ain't.
Yep.
Any of that stuff. Y'all want to just talk any sports with us, reach out to us. We on Twitter at Brothers Layman. You can hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Voicemail 323-455-4219. Like I said, iTunes, Stitcher, leave us reviews. Let us know how we doing. You like the show. Let us know what's up. Let everybody else know. And like I said before, you can hit us up on the show page at the website, blackisonline.com.
Yes, sir. Definitely want to thank all of y'all out there for everything, for the feedback, for the reviews. You know, please leave us any kind of reviews you think we deserve, 1 star to 5 stars, whatever you guys think we earned. You know, go ahead and leave that for us. We do definitely appreciate it all, which is why we up late doing this for y'all. We trying to get this in for y'all. If you enjoyed the show, please go ahead and tell all your loved ones, tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews, tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Let's see who we got today. I'm in my soon-to-be son's room. I'm just looking at all the crap in here. Tell your golf clubs. Tell your hangers. Tell your heaters. Tell your boxes. Tell your bottles of wine. Tell your laptops. Tell your TVs. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.